But is she more powerful than Angela Merkel or Theresa May? That's the question. Yasmin, we're going to have to leave it there. Sorry, we're coming to the end of the show. Yasmin Alibi-Brand, thank you so much for joining us. With you all the way. I'm an old-fashioned feminist too, exactly. If you're having someone as an icon, simply because they basically get half their bodies out every time they're in a pop video, I'm not really sure you've really understood powerful women. Talking of powerful feminist icons, John Holmes is live in the studio.
That's absolutely correct. And I don't know why I was missing from that list, of Woman's Hours list. I've no idea why I wasn't on it.
Frankly. Why am I not on it?
Well, I think we all know the reasons for that.
They hate me there, because every time I go on, I complain about why it's called Women's Hour, on the basis that it implies all the other 23 hours of the day are Men's Hour, because you're too white and male to be on Radio 4.
I am these days, yeah. There's a Men's Hour. I used to work on Sugar Men's Hour for Five Live, which I guess implies that the other 23 hours of the day there are for women.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, the other radio stations do exist.
But this radio station listening to them? Is for everybody, you
What's
see,
on all your inclusive. Show today?
Well, we'll be giving away some meat. Now, you know how we like to give away meat, Julia. It's a budget thing. Chicken, beef or lamb, as you know, or a box of organic veg. Next week, it'll be Christmas meat, because it'll be turkeys. But we're still on... well, you could have a Christmas chicken, a Christmas beef or a Christmas lamb, I suppose. You put some tinsel on it. Anyway,
people are big on goose at the moment, aren't they? I don't get it.
Who's a big old goose? What?
No, people are big on having a goose for Christmas lunch. It's supposed to be... I think the posh thing you're supposed to do now.
Is it?
I don't know.
What about
one
of those gadduckins where you've got a goose inside a duck inside a chicken, or the other way around?
We're going to stop now. John Holmes' show coming
up. A bit like the old
up.
Woman who swallowed a fly.
Use your nonsense after 1 o'clock with John Holmes. I'll be back with you for my last show of the week and my last show of the year. You lucky, lucky people here at Talk Radio. Do stay tuned.
All the choicest cuts of conversation this Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's Turkey Time on Talk Radio.
Would you like to pull my cracker?
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Amigo Loans. Amigo Loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo. That's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required, who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. amigoloans.co.uk.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, bounce off all the way. Oh, what fun it is to beat Dad on Christmas Day.
Jingle bells, Pictionary all the way. Oh, what fun it is to draw better than Uncle Ray.
Jingle bells, Uno all the way. Oh, what fun to play and shout Uno with no delay.
Jingle bells, Scrabble all the way. Oh, what fun it is to see the family play all day.
Play the game with all the family this Christmas.
Pictionary, Scrabble, Uno and Bounce Off available at all good toy stores.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the five-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon to you and welcome to your Wednesday here on Talk Radio and, of course, elsewhere. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. First off with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, fighting in Aleppo despite truce. Ministers approve hiking council tax bills and a mum defends Christmas spending.
Talk Radio.
A ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo has collapsed. Activists there say fighter jets have resumed raids on rebel-held areas, while the government says six people have died under militant shelling. During Prime Minister's questions, the Prime Minister insisted the UK is pressing for change.
We are continuing to work with the United Nations, but if we're to get a solution that works on the ground, then it has to be a solution that is actually bought into by other countries, and it has to be a solution that Russia is going to buy into as well as the regime.
The Labour leader has urged the government to get a grip on social care as ministers prepare to announce council tax rises to pay for it. Authorities in England will be told tomorrow they can raise bills by 3% next year. A former football coach at Crewe Alexandra has been remanded in custody and will appear in court next month, charged with child sex attacks. 62-year-old Barry Bennell is accused of 8 offences in the 80s. The RMT union leader is not taking part in talks aimed at resolving the Southern Railway dispute, which is on its second day of industrial action this week. Discussions are taking place at the conciliation service ACAS. A mother has told Talk Radio she's spending £2,000 on her 3 children for Christmas. Emma Tapping's been wrapping hundreds the presents for months in a pile that's almost as big as the tree itself. She's told us she's not on benefits, so people shouldn't criticise her parenting.
People say to me, why don't you do this and you should do that and you should do it throughout the year. Well, why should I? They're my children. It's my money. It's totally my prerogative to do it on the one day if I want to.
And Run DMC are going to headline the Isle of Wight Festival next summer. The US hip-hop pioneers will join DJ David Guetta at the top of the bill on Friday night.
David what?
Guetta or Guetta.
Which you're gonna go for?
Apparently I went for both.
Yeah.
Yeah. To cover all bases.
Yeah. Do you like to cover all bases?
I don't want to comment.
Okay. Wasn't a trick question.
Sounded like it might be.
Okay. What have you done to your arm?
I've got a baking injury.
That looks quite painful.
Yeah.
You've got a swollen arm.
It is swollen. It's a bit of a scab and a bruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a catch. How did you do that then?
So I was making my brother a birthday cake over the weekend.
That's nice.
And in the kitchen there are cupboards. So I was reaching in the cupboard and the catch, which keeps the cupboard door shut, I caught it on there and it really hurt.
Which I asked now.
I told you. Boring.
Something better.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's Victoria.
It was a good cake. Dark chocolate.
Was it?
Yeah.
Great. So that's Victoria. She had the news there.
Still got to do the weather.
Go on then.
Talk Radio National Weather.
She's got the weather. She's called Victoria. She's got the weather. She's called Victoria. She's got an injury from a cake-related incident.
Thanks.
On her arm.
Thanks, John. Rain across Northern Ireland, Cornwall and Western Scotland slowly moving eastwards through the day. Dry and brighter elsewhere, mild with highs of 12 degrees.
They're lovely. Today's bonus news, by the way, for those taking any notice whatsoever, which I admit is probably minimal, but it's mineral news today.
No.
Isn't it?
We agreed yesterday that joke news would replace mineral news.
That was yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's animal news?
Yeah.
Oh, fine. All right, so Victoria has to do some bonus news at 2:30 to make up some time that she's had otherwise shaved off her bulletins because she gets paid the same money. So today is quite possibly animal news.
It definitely is.
At 2:30 with Victoria. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. There's a big night of Premier League football coming up. Sunderland boss David Moyes says his side will need to stop Diego Costa to get anything from their game against Chelsea. Costa has 12 top-flight goals to his name so far in this campaign, and Moyes says it's not often you see a striker come from overseas and play in such a British way.
He's turned himself into a proper Premier League centre-forward. I think that was the reason when he was brought in, because people saw the ruggedness, the toughness which he had, and also, more importantly, the goals that he's capable of scoring.
Liverpool in third are also in the North East. They take on Middlesbrough. Elsewhere, Manchester City face Watford. Tottenham take on Hull. Manchester United goes to Crystal Palace. West Ham host Burnley. Stoke entertain Southampton. And Swansea go to West Brom. Finally, on to rugby union. England will play 3 tests in November next year, and Australia will visit Twickenham once again. The RFU has announced games against Argentina on November the 11th, Australia 7 days later, and then Samoa on November the 25th. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Powered by Ben Fletcher. Powered by TalkSport, which in turn powers Ben Fletcher's mouth, which in turn powers the sport or something. I don't know. Anyway, right, it's Wednesday. I'm still confused as to what powered by TalkSport even means. It's like full set breakfast. It doesn't mean anything. Right, okay, it's Wednesday. Chloe's on the buttons today. Now she's going to press something.
Talk Radio.
Ah, the Great British Roast. Where mobiles are set aside, the TV goes off, the family comes together, and everything stops. For the perfect roast, only Bisto Best Gravy will do. Made with real meat juices for that authentic, rich, roasted flavour. Ah, Bisto.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello, I am the comedian Andy Zaltzman. It's very complicated.
I can't get my head around
it. Don't you worry your little odd-shaped head about it. Julia Hartley Brewer. It's basically Hitler dressed up right down into the nitty and, I dare say, the gritty level.
Spotted.
I don't think coats should be banned. Mine is a long Mac. I simply don't need any other clothes when I wear it. Now we are joined by Stephen K. Amos.
Stand back, right? Stand away from me.
Start paying your taxes. The palace isn't going to pay for itself.
Humble Dyer.
It's not easy finding sex in the city.
It's streamable and on DVD.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a
bomb. Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric.
Hello and good afternoon to you then, and welcome indeed to your Wednesday broadcasting bomb. As we recommence the bombardment of your ears with the usual level of ill-thought-out atrocity, it is the 14th of December, and it was on this day, of course, who could forget, in 1836, that London's first railway line was opened up to the south end of London Bridge. 14th of December, 1836, that one. With the father of the British Railway, George Stephenson, rolling out more reliable steam engines. And, of course, I imagine it was later that same day that saw the first railway strike. The trains went on strike, complaining about the company plans to replace the coal shovelers and the fireboxes and the long boilers with automated systems. And, of course, that is a proud tradition, isn't it, that continues to this day. There are trains, but no one can use them to get anywhere. Welcome, though, to you. I am John Holmes, the automated driver of this, the 1 till 4 in the afternoon talk radio thing. And you can, unlike with Southern Trains, the post office, an Argos delivery driver, you can rely on our service, I promise you that. If we say, if we promise to deliver a radio programme to you, then by God we will deliver it. You won't at the end of this look in your ears, say around 4 o'clock, you stick one of your fingers in your ears. You won't think, what's that in my ear? Well, I'll tell you what it won't be. It won't be a, we tried to deliver you a radio programme but you were out card. Oh no. Rest assured, my friend, that if you are out while this programme is on this afternoon, we will simply leave this radio show in a safe place or with a neighbour. And then we'll leave you a card telling you where we've left it. You will not miss out. Not at Christmas time. Now, I've a notion that we should have a look and see what's coming up on today's thing. Well, first off, as you'd rightly expect, headline hijack, of course, at 2 o'clock. The news happens. It's in Victoria now. It'll come out of her. It'll make a noise with this mouth.
This mouth?
Yeah. But the news won't necessarily all be true. One of the stories will be a made-up news lie. Yes, that's right. And we'd like you to make that news lie up. It's fake news. It's the notion of fake news. That is in the news, of course. Wouldn't it be an irony if the news about the fake news was also fake news? That would be interesting. But here, we very much embrace the notion of it. Make up a news story. Here it's said as fact in the 2 p.m. bulletin as it comes out of Victoria. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Mm. In this hour, we'll also throw open the doors made of sprouts that herald the entrance to the Christmas Lonely Lunch Club. You may well think you're lonely this Christmas. It'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. But no, not around here it isn't. If you're lunching alone, get in touch with us and lunch alone no more, as we are here to offer you all of the trimmings of companionship. We've come inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. All you have to do is be lunching alone, come on the radio, tell us why, indulge in some idle, if awkward, chit and also chat. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And that'll also, by the way, help you out with your Christmas shopping, as long as you're looking for a crap gift for someone you dislike. Because if you do get inducted, you can choose from an array of exciting, and I use that word erroneously again, gift prizes for simply coming on the radio. What else? Oh, yeah, the big debate at three. Burning issues of the day, ignited via the touch paper of Japanese poetry. That's the news in haiku. Your chance to win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive this afternoon. You can choose from a Christmas chicken, a Christmas lamb or a Christmas beef, or a box of Christmas organic veg. Why, Victoria? Why?
Because they're not racist,
yes,
John.
Yes, that's right. There's also all of your reactions harvested from the Talk Radio reaction bins that are up and down supermarket car parks next to the bottle banks. Up and down this fair land. We've dragged some of the reactions out that people have dumped there. We'll be reading them out on the radio because that's what we do. We'll also be out on the streets trying to find out what the people think. We do that by shoving microphones into the faces of strangers to ask them what they think. Today we're asking them if they think acorns or fried eggs. What do you think? Do you think acorns or do you think fried eggs? Let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word acorns or fried egg.
There's a diversity paper review this afternoon. Mark is our token paper reviewer today. His diversity is that he's brown. And we will bring you some hot guest action, which Cornelius will now explain, because he booked them. Now, what regular listeners will have noticed recently is that things Cornelius wants, he tends to book, having got a PR email, and he just does it for his own personal gain. Last week he wanted to stroke a couple of puppies. That was Victoria giggling for that for some reason. And so he booked...
A dog.
A dog to come in, so we could talk about dogs.
Dogs.
Yeah, and then you wanted, like, a free ham.
Yeah.
So you organised a taste test.
Taste test.
With a
Christmas
supermarket
taste
PR.
Test. Yeah.
And you just ate too much ham, so much ham that you went grey.
Yes.
And so what's coming in today?
Well, today I'm very excited to be welcoming the Thinking Drinkers, who have a show this Christmas at the Soho Theatre. They are a couple of alcoholic anecdotalists.
Alcoholic anecdotalists?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're bringing booze.
That's why then, isn't it?
I can't wait to meet them.
You literally don't care about them or their show, do you? All you've done is take them up on the offer that they'll bring some drinks in.
No. Okay, maybe.
All right. Ginger Dave is not producing. I think what he's doing is playing a particular sinister Santa trying to gain access to a student's grotto. As broadcast, however, is still ill behind the glass. She's through the...
Miserable window!
Stop doing that.
Stop it.
Can't help it.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
She's like a happy Christmas elf that's been touched by a dementor. Chloe's on the buttons. Oh, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi, Chloe got engaged.
No.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, Chloe.
Thanks,
John. Oh, she's engaged.
Yeah.
Like an occupied toilet. I am John Holmes. You are listening to Talk Radio. Oh, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks.
I am John Holmes.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. And you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. On Talk Radio, and as regular listeners will know, it falls upon me now as Talk Radio's self-appointed head of music to lead us into today's big story with exactly that.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel, your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. wish I was special. You're so unique, how special. But I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't care if it hurts. I want to have control. I want a perfect body and a matching soul. I want you to notice when I'm not here. You're so freaking special. I wish I was special. But I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo. What the heck am I doing here? I don't belong here. Whistle solo.
That is creep. Richard Cheese.
Makes you happy, whatever you want. You're so meek for them special.
I had to reverse that because it was a big swear.
Waitress, can I get the special? But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the heck am I doing here?
Swing.
I don't belong here.
Swing your radio head.
Creep. I'm a nut job.
But why would I be playing it?
What am I doing here?
Why would that be doing here? On the radio. Why would I be playing
here.
That on the radio? Why, Cornelius? Why? Why? It's to do with today's big story, of course.
Yes, so the
Richard
big story.
Cheese and Creep there.
Is it something about someone not belonging somewhere?
No. Play along at home. No, you're wrong too.
No, close. Is it something to do with Richard Cheese?
No.
Is it Richard Cheese?
No, it's not that. No.
Creep.
It's from today's news.
Is someone being a creep?
It's from today's news.
Who's being a creep?
No. Well, yes, but Ginger Dave isn't here.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
I'll tell you, because that's Richard Cheese covering Radiohead's Creep.
Mm.
And in the news today, of course, is the story of mobile phone coverage. Because it's not. So that's
a cover.
That's a cover.
That's terrible.
And mobile phone coverage, we learned today, is.
Lady Gaga has a song called Telephone.
I didn't think of that. Anyway, so the coverage is terrible. That is according to a government report. This is 4G because there's not enough investment in the infrastructure. Companies, mobile phone companies, don't yawn, are too busy taking profits and not putting it back into the service. So it's why we have terrible data service across most of the country. Data, including in big cities. It's a big story today because 5G is going to be rolled out, and the argument is, will it be better than 4G? Because if they don't put the infrastructure in, it won't be. Right? So that's that. So what we're going to do is talk to Talk Radio's next, Talk Radio's phone coverage correspondent, who will be out somewhere in the streets of London to talk us through the...
Who's that? It's me again, isn't it?
So you probably want to...
I have a lot of titles here.
Yeah. None of them mean anything. You probably want to go out there.
Go.
Stop scratching your eczema.
I can't. It's not eczema, it's just got an itchy forehead.
There he is, Talk Radio's phone coverage correspondent. We'll be talking to us live outside next on Talk Radio.
Wakey, wakey, it's Christmas!
On Talk Radio.
Ding! Merrily on high.
We'll get you talking.
A wise old elf once said,
"There is no perfect gift, only a gift perfect for someone."
Which is why, at Not on the High Street, we have gifts for gardeners, presents for perfectionists, and stocking-sized somethings for small children across the land. Find gifts lovingly made by our 5,000 partners, I mean elves, at notonthehighstreet.com. Magic is real.
Forget the naughty or nice list. Smash your to-do list with this powerful gift idea from B&Q. Selected McAllister power tools are two for just £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Offer ends 22nd of December, some stores excluded. For individual prices, see DIY.com.
If there are three things action men love at Christmas, it's tobogganing down black runs, pre-dawn Sub-Zero rugged man challenges, and Maplin's range of action-packed gifts. Choose from action cams, dash cams, and sat navs. And right now, our offers include 15% off next base dash cams or 20% off the Garmin sat nav drive 50LM. So spring into action and visit us in store or search Maplin online. Maplin, all the tech you need this Christmas.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power, and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the five-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays in West Yorkshire for the westbound M62 as you approach junction 27 for Gildersham. Traffic was stopped briefly because of an accident. It's now on the hard shoulder, but you're still queuing on the approach. A breakdown on the M6 in Cheshire is causing some heavy traffic south between junctions 19 and 18 near Knutsford. Further down the M6 near Birmingham, two lanes are still closed, junction 6 to 5, after a lorry tipped over onto the central reservation. There's also some northbound restrictions as well, so really slow both ways. And in Crawley, the A23 Crawley Avenue is currently blocked by an accident both ways at Gossips Drive. I'm Gerina Adams.
If you can do a good deed and expect nothing back. If you can step up and get it done when others can't. If you can graft and not let the graft get you down. And put other folk first without a frown. If you can do all that, my son, you'll do me proud.
Okay, no problem. Happy to help.
Thanks very much. Plusnet Broadband is backed up by brilliant customer service. Friendly, helpful staff on hand to sort stuff out. Plusnet will do you proud.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is just past time on the radio, and as I led to believe elsewhere. Hello, it's time to talk about today's big story. So if you're one of these modern types, always on trend, always at the cutting edge, then you've probably heard of something called a mobile phone. It's essentially it's a sort of handheld device that works very much like your home telephone, except without wires, and you can even use it outdoors. It really is quite an incredible piece of technology. I mean, if you're even more cutting edge, you might even own one, but if you do, you'll know how annoying it is when the signal drops out, which, of course, is all the time. So the UK's 4G data coverage is, in the words of me, P-word poor. It's urine poor. And in the words of a government inquiry that came out today, it's frankly appalling. And that is a quote. It is, of course, down to the mobile phone companies putting profit before service. Many areas of the UK still include data black spots, including central London. I mean, I'll give you an example, right? One example. I tried to watch a popular film starring two girls and one cup on the train earlier. And I'll be honest, I've never seen so much buffering. I mean, the film buffered as well, if I'm honest, as well as the train. And I got about, in that, I was watching that film, and I got about as far as the bit with the... No, Cass is in my ear telling me to stop talking. So instead, let's go live to Talk Radio's poor mobile phone signal coverage correspondent, Cornelius, who is in central London for Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Cornelius.
Hello, John.
Hello. Right, so you've seen the report, I know. This is Lord Adonis. He's been in charge of it, of course, saying that mobile phone coverage in this country is shockingly bad, that 5G will be rolled out by 2020, but there's no guarantee that it will be any use because 4G, woefully underfunded in the in its infrastructure in the first place. What are we to make of this?
Yeah, John, I am live from the UK. Yeah, and then, say... 5G and mobile.
Yeah.
O2.
Right. Sorry, it's a bit of a bad. Hang on a minute. What we'll do? We'll try and call you back. I think. I think yeah. has it gone dead? Is he? Yeah, we've lost that. Cass, can you try and get Cornelius back on the line? He's reporting about the thing and his phone's cut out. Can you just try and get him?
Yeah, just give me a minute.
Yeah, just dial him up again. So. His phone, right, is he ringing? Yeah, he's dialing. All right, okay, should be there again. Hi, Cornelius, you still there?
Hello, John.
Yeah, sorry, we lost you there for a moment. So anyway, you were saying the coverage of mobile phone signal in this country.
Yeah, in the UK, and pumpkin, boob, connectivity.
Yeah, we're having a bit of trouble with that.
Anti-establishment disciplinarianism.
Right, bit of trouble with that line there. Cornelius, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Right, could you just tell us a little bit about the conclusions of the report and what's going to happen in 2020 when they think 5G will replace 4G?
The report said that...
No, you're not working. Can you move near a window, even though you're outside? Just move closer to the outside of a window.
Yeah,
that's a bit better. That's a bit better. That's good. That's good.
Okay.
Couldn't stand on your tiptoes.
Yeah. Okay. Is that better?
That is better. Yeah.
Okay.
It often works as well if you can put stand on one leg.
One leg. Okay.
Yeah. And then what? A finger. What? Put your
seven.
Take two fingers. Right, and just pop them in your mouth, two fingers, because that's how you make a human aerial if your signal's bad. So we might be if you're standing nearer the outside of a window on one leg and two fingers in your mouth. Try that.
Yeah, I think that's working. How did it sound?
Pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Is that working.
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear better now.
Right. And that's.
So we're out of time now. Okay.
Right, that's our mobile phone coverage correspondent, Cornelius, there, talking to us about today's big story, which is, of course, mobile phone coverage being terrible in the UK. If you've got a reaction on that, you can react it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
I like when you nearly knocked a chair over there in your rush to say that.
I can't hear you because my headphones are being swapped, but I'm assuming start your message with any word you like.
No, I haven't got to that bit yet.
What's he saying, Chloe?
Said 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Why haven't you got any headphones on, Chloe?
Because they broke.
All right.
Obviously.
They broke?
They broke.
No, they broke. What's broke? So Cass can't... Chloe, Cass doesn't want any... Cass can't... Stop coughing. So she can't hear a word I'm saying at the moment through the glass.
That's right.
So I can say anything I want about her. She's a miserable northern git. Look at her. And she smells of eggs. Stinks.
John, yeah. It's only when the mic's up that I can't hear you. I heard that.
Oh. If you've got a reaction, 87222, start me. At already on Twitter, start me. Would you like? She's had 1:30, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
At least six people have reportedly been killed after heavy fighting restarted in the Syrian city of Aleppo, ending a temporary ceasefire. Buses that were queuing up to take civilians out the area have now returned to a depot. Conservative MP Colonel Bob Stewart has told Talk Radio there's no clear-cut solution on what the UK can do to help.
This is a long-running thing. It's not easily fixed, and it's extremely difficult. But all I can say is that everyone says something must be done, but you've got to have the brains of Methuselah to think what that something would be that would actually help the situation rather than make it worse.
The Labour leader has called for planned cuts in corporation tax to be cancelled to pay for social care. Jeremy Corbyn's been reacting in the Commons to reports up to 3% will be added to council tax bills in England next year to fund the system. A former youth coach has been remanded into custody on child sex charges. 62-year-old Barry Bennell is facing a string of allegations relating to his time at Crewe Alexandra in the 1980s. Britain's biggest rail union claims its leader has been barred from taking part in talks aimed at heading off more strikes on Southern Rail. Mick Cash from the RMT says it was known in advance he'd be at the Conciliation Service ACAS but wasn't let in. And Sue Perkins has admitted she cried after recording her final voiceover for the Great British Bake Off. The presenter will appear on the show for the last time for the Christmas special before it moves to Channel 4 with Just Judge Paul Hollywood from the current lineup. The weather: rain across Northern Ireland, Cornwall and Western Scotland will slowly move eastwards through the day. Dry and brighter elsewhere. Mild with highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There is more in half an hour, and it will contain headline hijack. A made-up news story, please. The very embracing of the notion of fake news. That is what we're all about. Before it became fashionable to do fake news, it's the outcome of an election, Breitbart, Facebook, we were doing it way ahead of the curve. So get involved, make up a news story. Hear it read out as fact. It'll come out of Victoria.
That's me.
Yes. And you could be today's headline hijacker. Details and indeed some examples you sent in coming up very shortly, along with a lonely lunch club. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, the big story, of course, today is, the mobile phone coverage. This is a government report that says that mobile phone coverage in this country is sadly, it's woeful. Some reactions have been coming in, of course. Sadly, we haven't got any texts because no one's got any data in order to send any texts or tweets because, dear John, I can't tweet a reaction to this because I have no signal. That's come in there. John, I can't text a reaction to this because I have no signal. And Jason Leslie writes, the spirit of Norman Collier, ignoring your proof and negativity is poo. And he's actually written that out by missing letters out to indicate how bad the signal is.
Wow.
So thank you very much, Jason Leslie, for that. Cornelius, have you got anything?
Yeah, none coming in, John, but it does explain why I don't receive texts from any ladies I give my number to.
Okay, that's not the reason. Right, in 25 minutes then, headline hijack, it's on the way.
Christmassy.
Are you drunk already? Don't answer that. Right, the data indicate that between 1 and 2 o'clock is lunchtime. That means that there are people out for lunch not listening to this bit of the programme. But how shall we punish them? How shall we punish
them? How, John?
By feeding them lies, that's how. Because at 2 o'clock there will be a made-up news story in the news. And you know what? That's right, I'd like you to make it up, please. There has to be a winning headline hijack. Why not make it you today? All you need to do is pick some words that you know and write them down in sort of phrases that sound a bit like a news story. Get it to us on a number or on a social media and hear it read out as truth. That's it. That's Headline Hijack. It's very simple. Here's some that have been coming in then. Here we go. Thank you very much to Timothy for this. Southern commuters in Brighton have taken matters into their own hands to fight the strikes today by hijacking a train and literally driving it to London themselves. At one point, the commuters even let a baby take control of the train to show just how easy the job is. They didn't need anyone to operate the doors or anything. It's all automated, isn't it? So, and a baby could do it. The baby didn't
baby.
Even... Baby. Didn't even ask to be paid either. So,
really?
So that's what's going to happen. If you don't go back to work, drivers, they're going to replace you with babies. All they need to do is disguise the controls of the train as a rattle or a baby toy.
Baby.
And then your job's got... So just think on. Think on that. That's what I'm going to say. Cornelius. Cornelia.
Sorry, I was just thinking on that.
Could you read out Headline Hijack?
Oh, yeah, okay. Sure. Should I read this one from Asif?
Yes, Asif.
Very good. The RNT and Aslef have released...
Aslef!
...have released a joint statement saying that these strikes are only the start of their campaign to ruin Christmas. The unions have said they'll be carrying out a number of other protests, including buying up all the popular Christmas toys and then selling them on at an inflated rate, and heckling midnight masses in the Sussex area.
Thank you very much. As if... In an effort to bring families together this Christmas, UK phone networks have agreed to disable all phone signals except emergency services lines. Well, just like any other day, then. On Christmas Day and Boxing Day. The country will switch to flight mode at midnight on Christmas Eve and remain in flight mode until midway through Boxing Day, families being encouraged to completely switch off their Wi-Fi. And that one's come in from Jackie. Thank you, Jackie. Isn't your mum's name Jackie?
Yes.
Oh. Did she send that one?
I don't know.
No, she probably wouldn't because she's probably on the floor in your hall being too hungover to write or speak.
Maybe.
I met Cornelius's mum last night.
Yes.
For the first time. Later, we'll be telling you how that went. So, Headline Hijack. Get yours to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And if you are lunching alone, then the next half of the programme, this half an hour of the programme anyway, is going to be for you. For we will be inducting another Lonely What Lunch, a Lonely Christmas What Lunch, Christmassy Lonely Christmas Lunch. Christmas version of Lonely Lunch Club.
Turkey.
Where we induct another Lonely What Lunch into the Christmas Tupperware Hall of Despair. If it's you, get on the list. All you got to do is come on the radio and tell us why you're lunching alone. And you could be on the receiving end of an awful gift prize, which you could re-gift for Christmas to someone you don't like. The number, oh no, it's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Emails are free, plus your standard email rate. You're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Some Santa chat and quality poultry.
Talk Radio.
Let's talk turkey.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
eBay has a fantastic range of Secret Santa ideas this Christmas.
I'm trying to think what to get David in the office Secret Santa. I mean, he's always so serious.
Joke books.
I know he's into cycling.
Leg waxing strips.
Because he's always leaving his cycling kit under his desk.
Scented candles.
and he wears those tight, like, recycling shorts.
Lunchboxes? Just click and collect new Secret Santa gifts from over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate jokes and wind-ups this Christmas shop.
Get even more from Selco Builders Warehouse with our great Christmas voucher promotion. On top of our massive stocks of trade products at great trade prices, you'll be full of Christmas cheer when you earn vouchers to spend on your Christmas shopping. For every £50 excluding VAT you spend, you'll receive coupons to exchange for shopping vouchers. So get straight down to Selco Builders Warehouse now and start earning vouchers to make your Christmas that bit more rewarding. Offer ends 18th of December.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Ho, ho, ho.
Breathe with confidence under the mistletoe this Christmas with CB12 mouthwash. Not only does CB12 mouthwash contain fluoride to help strengthen teeth, it also provides up to 12-hour protection from unpleasant breath. So close moments can be truly enjoyed this party season. Visit cb12.co.uk for more information.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 in the West Midlands is struggling after a lorry overturned southbound between junction 6 and 5 near Birmingham. Two lanes are closed south. One lane is out northbound with congestion in both directions. North of Oxford, the northbound A34 approaching the M40 is queuing because of a four-vehicle accident. In Carkeel in Cornwall, the A388 near the Carkeel roundabout is suffering. That's because of roadworks. And finally in West Sussex, the A23 Crawley Avenue in Crawley is closed in both directions at Gossips Drive because of an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
If you can do a good deed and expect nothing back. If you can step up and get it done when others can't. If you can graft and not let the graft get you down. And put other folk first without a frown. If you can do all that, my son, you'll do me proud.
Okay, no problem. Happy to help.
Thanks very much. Plusnet Broadband is backed up by brilliant customer service. Friendly, helpful staff on hand to sort stuff out. Plusnet will do you proud.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
He hasn't got a good eye. Right, so you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am, the aforementioned. And so, I've been looking at the news today and, it continues to unfold in Aleppo, where there was a ceasefire yesterday. That ceasefire appears now to be over. There, Russian jets have started air bombing the areas of Aleppo that are still held by the rebels. So the ceasefire, as we know, has broken. That's happening. Social care is being currently discussed in Prime Minister's questions. The Prime Minister says it's been ducked by governments for far too long. Jeremy Corbyn currently speaking on the issue. We know about mobile phone coverage being absolutely appalling. That is a government report out today. And the Southern Rail strike is in its second day. And, the news is very complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
I know, Cornelius, and neither can many people. We get letters. They're not letters. Again, what I do is I print out all the texts and the emails onto A4 paper in order to waste that. And I put them in a post bag and then I pull them out at random, such as this one. It says, Dear John, it actually says at John Holmes 1, because this is a tweet that I print that I'd waste needlessly printed out.
Big font.
Yes, very. Oh, can you see? It's actually on
font. Yeah.
What I've done is put a word on a page as well. At John Holmes 1. Hi. I can't get my head around the.
Gonna be?
Oh, I've lost the last bit of paper.
where is it?
Oh, bloody hell. Oh, never mind. Anyway, the news explained for you as we pull you through it to uncomplicate the complicated. It's Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Kanye West meets Trump, which is odd as most towers only have one bell.
The news in high, that's the end of that haiku.
Yeah, it's
the end of the haiku.
Like Trump Tower.
Yeah.
And then
towers have bells.
Yeah, like a clock tower.
Yeah.
So just in case anyone's struggling with that.
Right. So, let us meet a lonely what lunch. It'll be
lonely. Lunchtime.
Lunchtime. I forgot. I'll get it this time, right?
Lunchtime.
Nailed it. So, as Christmas approaches, of course, the time of the year when it's extra sad to be lunching alone. Our Lonely Lunch Club runs year-round, though. There's none more depressing time, though, to lunch alone, isn't there? Lonely Lunch Club is, of course, where we induct you, if you are lunching alone, into our exclusive John Holmes 1 till 4 in the afternoon weekdays on Talk Radio, Tupperware Hall of Despair. Many have gone before, their names daubed on the walls in gravy, smears of gravy. Each and every one of them going home with a fabulous gift prize. When I say fabulous, I mean cheap crap. But it will be lonely this Christmas no longer for Ray, who is on the telephone now. Hello, Ray.
Hiya.
Hiya. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, very well. Thanks, Ray. Yeah. Is it pronounced Ray? Ray?
Yep, just Ray.
And what do you do? What do you do?
I'm a waitress.
You're a waitress. How do you pronounce waitress?
Waitress.
Thank you. Where are you, a waitress?
In bank.
How do you pronounce bank?
Bank.
Yes. Right, so, how lovely to talk to you, Ray. It's a pleasure to have you on. Now, the point of the exercise, of course, is to, well, cheer you up in a way. If you're lunching alone, we need to know why, and then we need to make you fewer lonely. So, first of all, Ray, we know you're a waitress, but it's lunchtime, Ray, so I would ask why are you lunching alone and not waitressing?
Basically, I don't start work until an hour, so I've got a late shift today.
I see. So,
everyone in my house is gone, right. So I'm just having some chips.
Chips?
Ooh.
Now, oh, you're excited, Cornelius there. Are you an oven chips kind of gal, or what's your chip of choice? Is it the fry? Is it the chunky? This is essential information.
If I had choice, then yeah. I would definitely choose fried. But because I'm at home, I'm having some oven chips.
Yeah. All right. It's good to know these things. It's how we get to know people. All right. So when you have done your waitressing job, and I've often wondered this about waitresses and so on, does it put you off food? Like, so you'd be starving at the beginning of a shift, or you'll be, by the end of it, you've served so much food, you're not hungry anymore.
No, it's the opposite.
Oh, really? So, have you ever, and do be honest about this, Ray, have you ever stolen some food off a plate on the way from the kitchen to the table? Just to try it?
No, because normally I just wait until it comes back.
Right, all right. People just don't finish. They leave some bits on the side of the plate. They just don't finish the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you have been known to pick at that.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's fine. Because they don't want
it.
Right? It's a good food. It's going to be good food, isn't it?
Yeah.
They've rejected it. I think I mentioned this before, but I'm going to share it with you, Ray, in case you don't know. But I don't know whether this is too low as a thing to do. But once, drunk, right, coming back to a hotel in London after a night out, and you're quite late, about maybe about sort of 1 a.m. something like that, right? I got up to my corridor, and you know when people have room service,
yeah,
and they'll eat their room service, won't they? But then they'll leave what they didn't eat on the tray on the floor outside, still with the silk. Yeah, you can see where I'm going. Still with the silvery dome.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, all temperature has long since departed the arena, right? And I have been known, Ray, and I'm not proud of this, to drunkenly check underneath each of those silver domes all the way down the hotel corridor and basically make myself a meal out of what was left by the time I got down to my room.
I mean, that's definitely further than me.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That takes some dedication.
Yeah, doesn't it? But, you know, I figured that it was fine. I mean, I was very ill afterwards, but it was worth it, because at the time, you know.
It's fine. It's good for you.
I think so. It was like a purge. So how long have you been a waitress, Ray?
For like 6 months.
6 months, all right, okay. So did you... But you've never done it before. I mean, did you want that on-the-job training? How do they...
Yeah, it was like on-the-job.
I'll tell you this, Ray. There's a hotel in... where is it? Amsterdam.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And I've stayed at this hotel. And it's I'm full of hotel stories today, can you see? It's like a training hotel for waiters and waitresses. Okay, I don't know if you know about this. So it's like Top Gun for waiters, right? And they like send the best of the best there to train them for 5-star hotels. And you can go and stay in this hotel. Now, at the beginning of the year, when everyone's new and learning, it's quite cheap. But by the end of it, of course, they're all fully 5-star trained staff. So it's far more expensive. But I was just going to say, if I was to say between awful and 5-star, where are you going to rate yourself in the waitressing world?
I would say 4-star.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd be proud of that. Yeah. Good, strong. All right, so look, we can idly chat about anything you like. That's the point. The whole point of this exercise is to make you feel fewer lonely than you did. It's Christmas, after all. We want no one to be lonely lunching this Christmas, right? So,
thank you.
You're very welcome. That's what we're here for you. So, idle chit-chat is a speciality. Imagine we were another waitress, okay? A colleague, and you were just on a break, and you don't know us that well, but we have to make small talk in the sort of... Have you got a staff area... Sort of backstage at the rest. Yeah. So imagine we're in there. What's in there?
So we either have the cloakroom.
Yeah.
Or there's like a proper staff room.
Right.
In the cloakroom, there's some coats.
Yeah.
And an iron.
An iron?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something useful. And then in the staff room, there's just boxes.
Right. Is the iron there in case you have a sort of one of the hobs fails? Because if you upturn an iron, you can basically use that as a...
Oh, yeah, that's what it's for.
We
use it for burgers, generally.
Yeah, that's what it is. Iron on hot, between two irons, that's going to cook a burger, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
actually
ruin the iron. In between it and just put the steam setting on.
Well, it would ruin the iron, Cornelius, but not if it was just a food iron.
Oh, right.
No, that's what iron's for. It's just for us to make our lunch.
Yeah, but you can hold anything. But you could heat up a waffle between two irons.
Yeah,
actually, why? Because cookers are really expensive, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So why don't people? If you buy two iron, what's an iron cost?
You can get cheap ones for like £6.
£6 for an iron, probably now. Right, that's £12, and you can basically cook anything.
Yeah.
Got it. Steak. Between your irons,
definitely.
It's like just like a George Foreman grill, really, isn't it?
Anything. You couldn't cook rice.
You couldn't cook rice, but you could cook rice in a kettle.
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying is that the cooker industry has hoodwinked us over the years. Because if you get a kettle, am I right, Ray? You could pour rice in the water in a kettle, boil it, rice, boiled rice.
Yeah, you probably could.
You could drain it easily as well, because it's got that mesh in that stops the calcite,
so
the limestone falling out.
Yeah.
So, perfect.
That is good.
You see, I'm coming up with all kind of crazy ideas here that could just work. People poo-poo my ideas.
What about a microwave?
What about a microwave?
What are you going to replace a microwave with?
The real chefs don't use microwaves.
Yeah, no, you don't need
pretty
it.
Pretty sure they don't use kettles.
That's about bad timing.
Yeah, but I'm saying they could do it cheap. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All right, we're done here. Right, so, Ray, you get to choose a gift prize from the array of gift prizes that are on offer from us here at Talk Radio. You'll hear some music in a minute, and it's quite cheesy. There it is. Some terrible music there. Now you will hear a list of prizes with descriptions. Have a listen, and then at the end you can choose one of them as a souvenir of your time spent here with us in the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Here they come.
A Talk Radio mug.
Ideal for drinking a low-quality mulled James Whale from.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
I had to sit on my own on the train today as my flatmate Joe took the day off work after his Christmas party last night, so added extra loneliness to this feature.
A Talk Sport mug.
Hawksby is off today. He's being replaced, though, by the third president of Uganda, Idi Amin. So tune over now to Talk Sport if you want to hear Amin and Jacobs.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
With Christmas come up, this is the ideal gift for an ex-partner you left things on bad terms with.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Can I just stop you there? That's my book that I wrote that is an excellent Christmas gift. Well, about growing up in...
It's
a memoir about growing up in Nuneaton. It's hilarious. It's like The Inbetweeners meets Catelyn Moran, according to Miranda Hart said that. That's on the cover. It's poignant. It's moving. It's a comedy writing masterclass. That's what it says.
Yeah, I've seen your tweets as well. But, it says here on the paper that it's ideal for someone who you don't like.
Yes. Did you write that paper?
You know, questions can be asked and questions can be answered, John.
Moving on.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Yes, currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is currently discussing, have badminton nets gone too far?
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
And only 17 days left. To be honest, by the time you receive it, there'll be no days left for this calendar to be of any use.
But we'll still be giving away well into 2017.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Should last further than the year, hopefully, but it is very cheap that we've purchased.
You could also use that as something in the kitchen to go... A helmet.
Children use colanders as helmets sometimes.
You can use it as a kitchen helmet. Right, which of those, Ray, would you like us to send to you?
Can I get the colander?
Yes, you can get the colander.
The colander.
Of course you can. That's Ray. She's a waitress. She is taking the John Holmes Talk Radio in the Afternoon's colander as a souvenir of time spent with us. Now, coming up, work experience punditry today. Oh, no, we're not doing work experience punditry today, are we? No, we're doing dead or... No, because we've got guests in and stuff because it's Christmas. So next up, actually, we're giving away some meat in a game of dead or alive. That's going to be coming up in the next half an hour of the programme. As I say, we've got some guests in later. They are the... What are they, Cornelius? Cornelius has booked some guests because they promised to bring him some drink.
The Thinking Drinkers.
Yes, right. So that's happening.
Also, hope they're not driving here.
Diversity Paper Review, of course, the big debate is at 3, and we'll be out on the streets finding out what the people think. Oh, and telling you what happened when, for the first time ever, last night, I met Cornelius's mum. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
It's an awful big turkey.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Forget the naughty or nice list. Smash your to-do list with this powerful gift idea from B&Q. Selected McAllister power tools are two for just £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Offer ends 22nd of December, some stores excluded. For individual prices, see DIY.com.
With BMW twin-power turbo engines and near-perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
A wise old elf once said,
"There is no perfect gift, only a gift perfect for someone."
Which is why, at Not on the High Street, we have gifts for gardeners, presents for perfectionists, and stocking-sized somethings for small children across the land. Find gifts lovingly made by our 5,000 partners, I mean elves, at notonthehighstreet.com. Magic is real.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons. Hello, hi, it's 2 o'clock, just gone 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes, and here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, fighting halts Aleppo evacuation, ex-football coach in court, and union boss barred from rail talks.
Talk Radio.
A truce between pro-government forces and rebels in the Syrian city of Aleppo appears to have fallen apart, with reports of six people being killed. The besieged east of the city has again been hit by airstrikes. Hamish de Breton Gordon from the charity Medics Under Fire has told Talk Radio they're still hoping to get children and wounded people out of the region.
We're hoping to get this moving again tomorrow, but it is desperate, and we have let the people of Syria down in the last 4 years, and it is about time that we strained every nerve and sinew and did something to help them.
We're facing paying more in council tax in England as ministers prepare to announce a rise to pay for social care. It's an attempt to address a care crisis which is blocking hospital beds. Former football coach Barry Bennell's been remanded into custody after appearing in court charged with child sex offences. The 62-year-old is accused of 8 offences alleged to have taken place over a 4-year period in the 1980s. The leader of the RMT union says he's been barred from taking part in talks aimed at resolving the Southern Rail dispute. Mick Cash says the conciliation service ACAS knew he was going to be there, but he wasn't let in.
The RMT is seeking to get a resolution, and excluding us from talks that can get that solution, I think, is counterproductive and unheard of. So I'm now going back to my office to report to my executive about this, but I say this is a bad state of affairs.
Southern says the RMT only represents 12 drivers on the strike, while ASLEF, the other union involved, represents 1,000. They're walking out this week in a row over driver-only trains. 11 people have been arrested over alleged drug smuggling by workers at Heathrow Airport. It follows the seizure of 100 kilograms of cocaine and 50 kilos of cannabis over the last 15 months. And 4G mobile internet is apparently better in Peru and Albania than it is in the UK. A study claims phones only have coverage about half of the time in Britain, which is ranked number 54 in the world.
Talk Radio national weather.
Drier and bright for most places, mild with highs of 12 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much.
That's all right, John.
What were you saying about Julia Hartley Brewer just before that?
I was just casually mentioning to you that she gave Rachel Jewell, the early newsreader who covers breakfast and lunchtime, a bottle of good quality champagne for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Just thought I'd mention that to you. I got one as well from her.
Oh, look, Cornelia's got one too.
I've got it here. Yeah. It comes in a box.
It's even got, you know, some wrapping on it.
All right, then. I promise you, mm-hmm. I will do you some Christmas wrapping.
What's going to be inside that wrapping?
Sick beats.
Some good quality headphones. Thank you. I could do with some good quality headphones.
No, sorry. What I meant by that was I'll vomit up some beetroot.
No one wants that.
And then wrap that up. You see, now I noticed that Julia Hartley Brewer, by the way, has brought in boxes of champagne for people that work on her show, mm-hmm. right? But she has to do that because she's vile to them the whole year round. Whereas,
true.
Isn't it? So all she's doing, and I'm nice to people, so I don't need to do that because you've got my love 90% of the time.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's inappropriate in the workplace, John. So I think you should do something to address that.
Yeah, but. But what she's... no one's opened these boxes or anything yet. You don't know what's inside. She could well have just vomited into a bottle and just put it in a box.
It looks like champagne to me. Yeah. It doesn't look like vomit in a bottle. Which is a vile image. Thank you for that.
That was an early draft of the Police song.
I've just opened it, but it's definitely a bottle.
Yeah,
we don't know what's in it.
No.
I don't know how we can tell.
Maybe open it and drink it.
We're going to have to do something like that.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Awkward. Yeah. No, we're trying to think of something. Thank you very much, Victoria. Ben, did Ben get anything?
No, it's Ben, isn't it?
All right, it's Ben here. Well, he just pre-records it. It's Ben with the pre-recorded, didn't put the work in, pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. There are eight games in the Premier League this evening, with Chelsea looking to extend their lead at the top of the table. They're away at basement side Sunderland, knowing a win would put them 6 points clear. Elsewhere, Liverpool in third are also in the North East as they take on Middlesbrough. Manchester City face Watford, Tottenham face Hull, and Manchester United go to Crystal Palace. West Ham look to end a run of six Premier League games without a win when they host Burnley. Slaven Bilic's side secured a morale-boosting draw away at Liverpool at the weekend. The Hammers boss says his side have to make the most of these games against sides at the wrong end of the table.
With the greatest respect to our opponents, and we know it's going to be extremely hard, but we've been talking about that, we've been waiting for that, and now the time has come, and we basically have to deliver it.
Champagne. Stoke entertain Southampton and Swansea go to West Brom. Finally, onto Rugby Union, England captain Dylan Hartley will find out shortly whether he'll miss any of the Six Nations after being sent off for Northampton last Friday. The latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, calls have been made to the government to enforce a compulsory recall of all real Christmas trees after an online viral trend has shown that you can smoke the pine needles and get high, similar to that of cannabis. It's currently not illegal to smoke what's being referred to online as Christmas joy.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the live news. Ben there with the pre-recorded, that doesn't deserve champagne, sport. So Julie Hartley, how many bottles of champagne did Julie Hartley buy?
She bought four.
Right.
And it's not a cheap brand either. It's not the £6 deal.
We googled it. It was £20 a bottle.
Why does the presenter have to buy the... Why can't the newsreader buy the thing?
Because I get paid a lot less than you.
Fewer.
The point still stands.
I don't think you do.
Well, let's not discuss this on
air. Both of you write down what you get for a show and I'll adjudicate.
I don't even know what I get.
I'm literally on minimum wage. Julie Hartley-Brewer's got all those lucrative paper reviews she does on Sky. Does she afford this stuff?
Yeah.
I'll get some pomade.
You've got a book, which you keep tweeting about.
That's right.
You do. Is it not selling?
It's great for Christmas.
I'll get you a book.
I've already got one of the first run as well.
Oh, right, fine.
And I didn't even bother to finish reading it.
Oh, great.
You don't tweet that quote, do you? No.
Right, it's your champagne down the toilet, literally. I'm going to wee in a cup and give that to you.
I think you should stop.
Merry Christmas.
John, you keep saying inappropriate things to do with urine.
I don't.
And that's
another.
And that's why
that's
you
another good quote, isn't it? Another good quote. Yeah. You keep saying inappropriate. Anyway, shall we? Shall we get on with the programme? I rather think we probably should.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All right, ahead of giving away some meat in a game of Dead or Alive this afternoon, well, let's talk about Christmas gifts. That's right, it's that time of the year where not quite last minute, but getting there. In case you are bereft of ideas of what to buy people for the festive Yule, allow us to help you. There are a new range of Talk Radio branded gift experiences available. You can buy any one of these for a loved one. Just get in touch with us. Any communication method will do. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Yep. And tell us which of the gift experiences you might like. That's all you have to do. We have gift experiences aplenty. They are sort of in and around this year. So here we go. Why not buy a loved one a tour of the mystical and magical Trump Tower? That's right.
Oh,
it's like a red letter day gift ticket, but they're not red, they're orange, the tickets. There are five orange Trump tickets, which can only be found if you purchase a place at Trump University. The tour includes the Great Golden Lift, the River of Offensive Rhetoric, and the Pussy Grabbing Room. which is full of cats. It's the magical Trump Tower gift experience. Maybe you could buy that for someone. A realistic Calais jungle experience is also on offer. Maybe you'd like that. Civil War will come to your home and drive you from it. And you travel across Europe to the final location in which you get to camp under the stars, eat genuine tinned food donated by Good Samaritans, and to cap it all off, you'll get a visit from an actor playing the unpleasant broadcaster Katie Hopkins. Mm. It's a realistic Calais jungle experience. Also available from the Talk Radio website, Christmas gifts. Cornelius, you've got one there.
Yeah. Well, John, I tell you what I'm buying for my no one this Christmas.
Yes.
The great experience I found online, the What If Gove Became Prime Minister simulation experience.
It's good.
A magical world in which experts are not listened to, the education system has fallen, and the NHS is now called Virgin Health, and you can't afford it.
There we go. It's the gift experiences. They are all available on the website. Talkradio.co.uk will, of course, bring you more of those as we go along. But good gifts, good last-minute gifts for people that you don't like very much. Now, speaking of gifts, it is time for us to give away the gift of meat. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. And we're giving it away this afternoon in our regular game of Dead or Alive! It's our game of Dead or Alive, in which the following happens. I read out a list of things. You have to tell me whether they're dead or whether they're alive. It's that easy. Playing today is listener Fraser. He's on the telephone. Hello, Fraser.
Hey, John. How you doing? You all right?
Very well, thank you. How on earth are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to winning some meat, to be honest. This is what my day's built up to so far.
This is good.
So it's great.
You must have had the worst day of your life so far.
No, it's been terrible, yeah. So this will hopefully brighten up for me.
Look, you don't get meat willy and nilly. You have to work for your meat. because there's the small matter of the game of Dead or Alive. But before we play it, Fraser, let's find out a little bit about you in a little thing I like to describe as radio bants. What do you do, Fraser?
So, I am a TV production researcher by day and a keyboard player by night.
Oh, right. Well, first of all, what TV productions have you worked on that we may be familiar with?
I don't know. Fan TV. It's a football show. That was quite good. I'm working on a drone series at the moment. It's all very hush hush. So I can't say too much, John.
All right, I do understand that. and also, those programs sound quite boring. So, what? tell us about your keyboard playing instead.
Yeah. So that's 10 times more interesting, to be honest. Yeah. So I'm part of a band called Meeting Chico.
Meeting Chico.
What time are they on?
Say that again?
What time are they on?
They are at Chico time.
There it is. There you go. It's also got the word meat in it, which is probably something.
Yes, exactly. So I win by default, I guess.
So what sort of genre are Meeting Chico?
I don't know, to be honest. It's an interesting, an eclectic mix, you know. It's a bit of funk, disco, and a bit of indie as well, I guess. We've actually got a gig on the 13th of January at New Cross Inn. If anybody wants to come down and is listening, that would be amazing.
Amazing.
Really
New Cross Inn, 13th of January.
Yep.
Meeting Chico.
Tell them we sent you.
Yeah. all right, well, look, you're not doing any Christmas gigs then, no?
No, our last one was a couple of weeks back, and then we're on a break of gigs for now.
All right, well, look, that's all the idle chit-chat over with. Let us now commence the game. For you are playing for chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. Which of those, Fraser, would you choose upon winning?
I would have chicken.
You're going for the Christmas chicken. Let's play... Dead or Alive. All you got to do is tell me whether the thing is dead or alive. That's it.
Okay.
And someone, probably Cornelius, will keep score. Number one, my Auntie Harriet, dead or alive? My Auntie Harriet.
Dead.
Trick question. I don't even have a Auntie Harriet.
great.
No
obviously.
Points. No points.
Yeah.
Cornelius's mum, dead or alive?
I'm going to say dead.
Well, I mean, now I met, and last time she went out drinking, she was essentially unconscious in, yeah, in Cornelius's hallway, having been sick on his brother's coat. So, okay. I don't suppose
you could be right.
Yeah, so you could be right. You haven't seen her this morning, have you, Cornelius? So you don't know.
No.
So she could be dead. Half a point. dead or alive, a hefty majority of the Talk Radio production team.
Oh, definitely dead.
Yes, a yeah. considerable number of producers are now all off ill, except for Cass, who is ill, but insists on coming in because her contract doesn't allow her to take sick pay. The chances of an easy commute from Brighton to London this morning.
I'm going to have to say dead again. Yeah, there's a bit of a theme going on.
Absolutely
here.
Right, it's dead, yeah. Strikes, of course. Dead or alive, the chances of a letter being delivered via a post office next week, dead or alive?
Dead. Oh, I sound really pessimistic. Yeah. This is awful.
Well, you see, this is a tricky one, because it says it could be alive, because the post office claimed that only 3% of post office branches will be affected by the strike next week. However, that's the post office. They always say that. And let's face it, post doesn't really arrive when it's supposed to anyway. So I'm gonna give you that. I'm going to say dead. I'm going to give you that.
Brilliant. Great.
5G, the mobile phone coverage 5G, dead or alive?
Oh, God. I'm going to say alive.
Well...
Just mix it up.
Yeah, well, it's in the news today that 5G is coming, but it's not here yet. But let's face it, if it's anything like 4G, it will be dead in most places around the country. So I can't give you that.
Okay.
Dead or alive, Cornelius's diet, now that he's discovered that Sainsbury's are selling mini Christmas cheese wheels for 80p.
I'm going to go dead.
He's dead, he's absolutely dead.
Oh, that's so nice.
He's getting a right podge on. the chances of there being snow in Africa this Christmas time. Dead or alive.
Dead.
Well, according to the song, of course, there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas. But that's actually a lie, because Kilimanjaro is in Africa, and all year round that does have snow on it. So that's a lie. Cockles and mussels. Cockles and mussels.
Cockles and mussels. Alive.
Yes, alive, alive, oh. It's also the pet name, Asprod Cass, and her boyfriend have for each other. But I don't know which one is which. Chloe, a button pusher, technical operator, Chloe. Hi, Chloe. Hi there. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Chloe.
Chloe's engagement, dead or alive?
Oh.
Got engaged.
I'm probably maybe dead.
No, really, despite the cheap quality ring, it's very much still alive.
Oh, well,
is that right, Chloe? You're still engaged, aren't you?
Just about.
Excellent,
yeah.
Good news.
I'm glad.
The hills.
The hills are definitely alive.
No, not in this case. No, you'd think so, wouldn't you? That'll be the Sound of Music, you mean?
Unfortunately,
in this instance, the hills are a family that lived three doors away from my parents. Five generations of them were wiped out together in a painting-by-numbers accident. Very tragic. So they're all dead. And finally, it's a music question. Frosty the Snowman, dead or alive?
Well, he's going to melt soon, isn't he? In fact, he can't be alive anyway. It's too hot, so I'm going to say dead.
Frosty the Snowman is dead. Let's find out. Oh, he was alive as he could be.
Oh.
Quickly, Cornelius, what were the scores? Now, this is Fraser. He's playing for a Christmas chicken, which is just a normal chicken, but we've sellotaped some tinsel to its beak.
5.5.
Is that enough to win a chicken?
Yes, it bloody is.
Congratulations. Yeah! Well done. Come on. Well done, Fraser. Well done.
Thank you.
That is Fraser. Winning. Go away now. Fraser winning a chicken in a game of dead or alive. You're listening to it on Talk Radio. Still to come, talking about Cornelius's mum, who I met last night. The big debate at 3. The news in high goose. and other things. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas!
Top of the tree.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In December, get a 15-litre tub of Leyland Super Latex Matte Emulsion for an amazing £16.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Breathe with confidence under the mistletoe this Christmas with CB12 mouthwash. Not only does CB12 mouthwash contain fluoride to help strengthen teeth, it also provides up to 12-hour protection from unpleasant breath. So close moments can be truly enjoyed this party season. Visit cb12.co.uk for more information.
Can I get a breakfast wrap, please?
Raise the curtain and take the stage. I know you've got it in you. Sausage, egg, cheese, potato rosti, bacon. You've really got it all inside that tortilla.
The breakfast wrap from McDonald's. We make breakfast. Serve until 10:30 a.m.
eBay has lots of new gifts for the women in your life this Christmas.
Rob, don't forget we're at Neil and Donna's Christmas Eve.
Jewellery from Links of London.
Then we're up early Christmas Day to drive to Mum's.
Coffee machines.
And then we're at Judy's Drinks Party Boxing Day.
Designer fragrances.
So you can forget the football.
Portable radio. Discover new Christmas gifts you can click and collect at over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate you can't go wrong with gifts for her this Christmas shop.
Hello, Darren. You here again?
Yeah. Pump 7, please. And these.
Must have been a long drive. You were only in here yesterday.
Yeah. I had to go to the other side of the country.
And back again in just one day. Well, it's nice to see you.
You too. Oh, and these are for you.
Cheese and onion, my favourite.
We don't mind why you come to Esso. We're just happy that you do. That's why at Esso you earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up with us. Participating Esso service stations only. Terms and conditions apply. For details, visit esso.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Both sides of the M6 near Birmingham experiencing delays after a lorry overturned southbound between junctions 6 and 5 just before midday today. Two lanes are out south, one lane's closed northbound and big queues in both directions. In the Fenton area of Stoke-on-Trent, traffic on the westbound A50 has been stopped. That's for repairs to a street light. There's reports of problems on Cambridge's southbound A1 in Wittering. Some details coming in of an accident near the Barnock turn. And in Crawley and West Sussex, the A23 Crawley Avenue is still closed both ways after an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Cheese. Cheese board cheese, after dinner cheese, cheese with wine, cheese with port, soft cheese, hard cheese, strong cheese. Ooh, never had that cheese. Cheese for crackers, give me some of that cheese. And cheese.
Make a Christmas cheese board with our Stilton French Brie and irresistible mature cheddar. £2 for £4 at your local co-op. 300 to 340 grams varieties are stocked. Participating stores only, subject to availability, ends 3rd of January.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news story. Headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk, essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
25 past two, good afternoon, it's Wednesday afternoon on Talk Radio and, of course, elsewhere. Guests coming up later, the Thinking Drinkers. They are anecdotal alcoholics. They are doing a show in London, a Christmas show, but, of course, what better time to talk to some drunk people about their forthcoming show at Christmas, which is when office parties are in full swing. So they're coming in only because, really, the PR offered Cornelius free drink. It's basically a bribe. Which I think is illegal. But that'll be happening later. There will be the big debate at 3 o'clock. Mark will be along shortly for the diversity paper review. But there's a small matter of last night. Now, regular listeners to the show will be aware that Cornelius has a special relationship with his own mother. And she's very rich. She owns Bromley. along with Cornelius' father. What do you expect from a couple who call their son Cornelius. However, that's an interesting noise, isn't it? Put the microphone near that again. He said Cornelius' family were rich. He's drinking champagne. He's just drinking champagne. The rest of us have got a cup of tea. Cornelius, that was the froth of champagne. It's 27 minutes past 2 o'clock on random Wednesday, and Cornelius is drinking a bottle of Lanson's champagne. That's what that...
Julia gave it to me.
You are so posh. Anyway, I met Cornelius' mum. Cornelius has a special relationship with his mum. She taught him how to kiss. French kiss as well, at a bus stop while he was waiting to go on
I've hated everything that has happened since the advert break.
Where he has waited to go... where he's waiting to go on a date. Anyway, so last night, Cornelius said, I'm meeting my mum. Presumably that was a date, I don't know. in a pub. And then he practically begged me to go. Like sort of chaperone, I think, or something. And so I just went along, you know, out of curiosity, really, to meet Cornelius's mum, to see what sort of woman she was. Now, she was on the way to her work's Christmas party, it's fair to say. And when she goes out partying, Cornelius's mum, I knew this already, and she does listen to this, doesn't she? So she knows.
She does, yeah. I think she will be today. They're driving to York.
Right. They own York?
No, they're just driving to it. Doesn't mean they own it.
Oh, I figured they were just checking out one of their territories. No. All right. Swinging champagne as they go.
No, that would be illegal.
Yeah, she might be in the passage. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so I met Cornelius's mum, and, you know, she... how would you best describe it? It was a...
What, you meeting my mum?
You looked awkward.
Yeah, I felt awkward because I didn't know really what you were going to say. One of the first things you said was, I'm on a date with your mum. Despite the fact that I was there, sitting in between you.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
I, at no point, left you alone with my mother.
Yeah. She is Victoria, yes. She just wrote down an acronym. Victoria wrote down an acronym that ends in ILF. A Christmas ILF. One of Santa's ILFs. So, anyway, she went out partying after that, right?
She was whinging, wasn't she?
She was very whingy about
because,
it.
Because she tagged me and her in on Facebook at an event, at the pub, just saying, party time, at which I had three older brothers, at which one of my brothers commented, oh, try not to throw up in the hallway again, which she didn't like because it was on her public thing. And then my other brother wrote, yeah, and try not to throw up on my coat as well, which... That's back to another time.
Yes. And she doesn't like us talking about this sort of stuff on the radio at all, does she?
No, no.
Because I've mentioned many times that she once went out to Tiger Tiger.
Yes.
She's very classy. Does she own Tiger Tiger?
No, she doesn't.
And she then came home and, yes, fell face down in your home hallway, which is, of course, enormous. And then vomited all over the the floor and indeed your brother's coat, didn't she?
No, the coat was a different time.
Oh, good.
And she made my own brother take his own coat to the dry cleaners because she was too embarrassed.
Right. She is a classy lady. I don't mind telling you.
Yeah. She got quite annoyed as well when I commented on the Facebook thing because I just went, "Don't drunkenly conceive me again." But then that backfired because she replied, okay, I won't.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, we didn't. So then, the day I met Cornelius as well. In the next half an hour of the programme, there will be the Diversity Paper Review. We'll be out on the streets finding out what the people think. Victoria will have bonus news after the actual news. And we will meet our guests, the Thinking Drinkers. Given that Cornelius has now drunk two-thirds of a bottle of champagne, you will have some level of idea as to why he's invited them in. Right, 2:30, Victoria's got the news here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
A besieged rebel-held area of the Syrian city Aleppo is being again hit by airstrikes. A ceasefire collapsed earlier and both sides accuse each other of breaking the truce. Hamish de Breton Gordon from the charity Medics Under Fire has told Talk Radio barrel bombs have been used in recent days.
Forces all the children and others who are hiding in the cellars from the bombardment into the open, where they're then killed. There are people on the ground are saying they're summary executions. Iranian militias are killing people, 82 women and children yesterday. And quite horrific bombardment all around. And on top of that, there's no water, there's no electricity, and there's no food.
The Labour leader says the Prime Minister needs to get a grip on social care funding. It's emerged ministers are planning to allow local authorities in England to put council tax up by more than expected, as long as they use it to cover the cost of elderly and disabled care. In the last few minutes, Unite the Union has announced British Airways cabin crew have voted overwhelmingly in favour of strikes in a dispute over pay. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. Comes as the leader of the RMT union claims he's been barred from taking part in talks to solve the Southern Rail dispute. The company says his organisation only represents 12 drivers who've walked out in a row over who operates train doors. And Lady Gaga has agreed to be interviewed by Piers Morgan. It's after he described the singer's claims that she has post-traumatic stress disorder due to a sexual assault when she was a teenager as vain, glorious nonsense. The weather dry and bright for most places, mild with highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Oh, yes, there is.
But...
Oh, no, there isn't.
There's more now.
Just to use a panto vernacular.
Well done.
All right. And the reason for that is because Victoria is here. 2:30, everyone knows. Not everyone, just regular listeners, of which there probably aren't many, to be brutally honest. Because once people hear
Come on, John, don't do this.
What is it? And then switch it off.
Not now.
You just alienated one of the most regular listeners of this show by talking about her on air.
Cornelius's mum?
Yeah. Hmm.
I think I alienated her when I talked about her vomiting in her own hallway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so regular listeners will know that Victoria must do bonus news at 2:30 or thereabouts because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. She's had her bulletins professionally shaved. And so she must make up the time because she still gets paid the same money.
Yep.
Your mum listens.
She does. She may or may not be listening now. I don't know.
What's her name again?
Judith.
Hi,
you should remember this. And Judy. Don't you dare call her weird. She was talking to me about that at the weekend.
I didn't say she was weird.
We heard you on the radio, so, yeah.
All right. Is she what you wrote down?
I don't know what you're saying.
A Christmas elf.
She's quite festive at the moment. Put the Christmas tree up this weekend.
Did she? Oh, wow. Right, so... Victoria's
in the living room.
Oh, with bonus.
You're so ridiculous.
Is it animal news?
Yeah.
Here it is. It's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
It's bonus.
You should know that by now. Okay, so a zoo in Texas has set up a gift registry for an orangutan couple who are expecting a baby. My and KJ's list includes stuffed animals, a musical cot mobile, a SpongeBob SquarePants bubble bath, books, as well as a Dolly Parton CD. May is due to give birth in January.
What is it?
An orangutan.
What's it going to do with a book? Wipe its bottom on it?
I'm not sure, but the zookeepers think it will, you
it's
know...
It's not your book, John.
Yeah, all right, I'll take that. Yeah, good.
Yeah. Should I carry on?
Yep.
Squirrels. It's just gathering dust in my house.
Shut up.
So squirrels have apparently been going nuts for Christmas lights in the American city, Boston. The local paper, The Globe, is reporting that rodents have been chewing through the wires, cutting power to around half the lights on the 47-foot-tall Christmas tree. But they're doing something about this because that's ruining... and, you know, Christmas spirit in Boston. So they got a contractor in who's hoping to deter them from doing it again by using a repellent derived from hot peppers. And finally, a tortoise called Vince is able to walk again after having a Lego wheel fitted.
Isn't that a really old story, or has it just happened again?
No, this is a new version. So, 7-year-old Vince had to have his leg amputated after he escaped from his enclosure and got attacked by a dog. His owner, Cara Paintons, warned he was warned he might die, but apparently he's getting on well now.
Who let the dog out?
Who?
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 Who? Who? Who let the tortoise out one night? Because otherwise that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. Apparently there's a little tunnel going to the neighbour's garden, and that's where when it happened. But Vince is okay now. He's walking. And he's not allowed to hibernate.
How do they attach it to the turtle? Because surely the turtle...
To a shell.
...would have to be made out
of
Lego.
There's an axle.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be made out of Lego, though. Well, Lego famously does just slot in.
Well, they've had to adapt it.
Back to your mum. So I don't understand, but that's gonna hurt a tortoise. Yeah. It's a tortoise, Connie. It's not a turtle.
It was a vet who fitted it.
A net.
A vet.
Oh, I thought you knew her.
A Vietnam vet.
No.
Oh. Right. Okay. Victoria, that was Animal News.
Animal News.
Yeah, I know. Right, okay, thank you.
Thanks, Victoria.
Stop doing that. Thank you, Victoria. Right.
I love it.
Yeah, so we've heard. Right, so if there's a diversity paper review on the way, and before that we'll be talking to the people on the street next to find out what the people think on the street, in What the People Think. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Are you?
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So we have been out on the streets to find out what the people think. We like to do it on a daily basis, really, because, again, the big stories is what we cover. And what better way to find out what the people are thinking? This nation, take the pulse of the nation, is by going out there and actually talking to the people who are on the street and finding out what they think. And we've done just that once again. We've taken our crack team of reporters, so-called, because their bottoms are showing because of their low jeans. And they've gone outside and pushed their microphones into the faces of strangers to find out exactly what they do think. And today we've been asking them, do they think acorns or fried eggs?
Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Acorns.
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 Fried eggs. Acorns.
Acorns.
Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Acorns.
Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Acorns.
Acorns.
Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Acorns.
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 Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Acorns.
Acorns.
Fried eggs.
Acorns.
Acorns.
Fried eggs.
Acorns.
Acorns.
Fried eggs.
Acorns.
Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Acorns.
Acorns.
Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Acorns.
Acorns. Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Acorns.
Fried eggs.
Acorns.
Fried eggs.
Acorns.
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 Fried eggs.
Acorns. Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Acorns.
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 Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Acorns.
Fried eggs.
Acorns.
Well, there you have it. That's what the people in the street are saying and thinking this afternoon. They're saying acorns or fried eggs. That is an emotive issue, but now you know what they think. Well, we throw open the lines. What do you think? What do you think? Let us know. Do you think acorns? Or do you think fried eggs? Do let us know which of those two things you think. For today's Talk Radio in the Afternoon's What the People Think poll, if you think acorns or fried eggs, text 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Or you can use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word fried egg or acorns.
We'll do the diversity paper review next, along with some of your reactions. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoon's. It's Wednesday. I'm John Holmes.
The 24/7 transmission system that isn't just for Christmas.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we could really use the support right now.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Santa does a cracking job this time of year. Making toys, flying the world, squeezing down chimneys, which does get trickier with each mince pie. But what about the grown-ups? It can't be more socks for Dad, can it? This Christmas with Renault, we're giving you £500 off the list price on a Renault Captur, Kadjar, new Clio and all-new Megane hatch until the 9th of January. So don't worry, Santa. We've got you covered. Book your test drive today. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. Register by 31st of March 2017. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Breathe with confidence under the mistletoe this Christmas with CB12 mouthwash. Not only does CB12 mouthwash contain fluoride to help strengthen teeth, it also provides up to 12-hour protection from unpleasant breath. So close moments can be truly enjoyed this party season. Visit cb12.co.uk for more information.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required, who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 in Cheshire is slowed down past a breakdown near Stoke Junction 16 to 17. And then the A50 is queuing on the westbound side, so heading towards Stoke-on-Trent through Fenton. That's after emergency repairs. Back onto the M6 south near Birmingham, there's delays because of an overturned lorry, Junction 6 to 5. Two lanes are out south, the lanes also out north as well. Looks like the northbound M1 is slowed down towards Junction 15 for Northampton. We are getting reports of an accident there. And the accident on the A1 in Wittering confirms southbound near to the Barnock turn. I'm Joanna Adams.
Smoked salmon. Smoked salmon canapés. Smoked salmon bagels. Smoked salmon for breakfast. Ooh, fancy smoked salmon. Smoked salmon with lemon. Smoked salmon with poached eggs. With scrambled eggs. With Tabasco sauce. With cream cheese. With smoked salmon.
This Christmas, our Scottish smoked salmon is just £4 at your local Co-op. 180 grams. Participating stores only. Subject to availability.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking, or of course if you're listening to this on DAB, let us not forget that the screen on the front of your radio isn't long enough to fit the whole slogan on. It won't say we'll get you talking, it actually says Talk Radio, we'll get you. Yes, we might be the 32nd most popular programme out of, station out of a possible 39 national ones, but we are the most threatening, and that's something to shout about. Now, I don't know whether you're familiar with the notion of the news at all. You may have heard of it, but there is a thing called the news, and it's sort of a, I guess I'm going to say it's a roundup of things that are going on that we should be interested in. That's kind of like that in the news works. Of course, the terrible stories coming out of Aleppo. The ceasefire in Aleppo that was brokered yesterday appears now to have dropped. We hear that Russian forces are now bombing rebel-held areas as they were before the ceasefire. David Davis is currently talking for in a committee about, he's the Brexit secretary, of course, about the UK's intention to be a good European citizen despite us leaving it. That's happening right now. Services on Southern Rail, of course, severely disrupted tomorrow. We know that, but that's being announced as breaking news for some reason. Probably because the news is quite complicated, isn't
it? Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, neither can I, Cornelius, but that's why we often take the news and we analyse it through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Trains, Post and Argos. Strike. Labour thrilled. No one will work this Boxing Day.
Bad news! In haikus. It's time for the Diversity Paper Review. Joins us today for the Diversity Paper Review. Now, hello there, Tara. How are
Shalom.
You?
Shalom.
Yes.
Shalom.
I was going to say, what's your diversity? But I think now, I think now,
now,
we know.
Now we
that
know.
You're
She's black.
Black.
Yeah. Yeah.
Diversity Paper Review, then, is... where we have the... Yeah, it's a paper review. Hell, so far so normal, but no, not around these parts, because each day our papers are reviewed by different diversity, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Welcome, Tara.
Thank you. Yeah,
it's good,
thank you.
Good to have you back. So, where we start? Which rag are we starting with?
Firstly,
yes.
James Blunt, I don't know if you, you've heard, but he said that 2017 is going to be the worst year. That's his prediction.
Yeah. Is that because he's bringing a new album out?
Yeah. But also, just he's generally depressed about the year. And I don't know, I was looking him up and he's been voted the sixth worst dressed man ever. the GQ magazine.
There are things about James Blunt. There are things that everyone dislikes about James Blunt. But what I love about James Blunt, of course, he's embraced all of that and now become comedy James Blunt.
I find him just bizarre. Like I just think he's so weird. I don't know, the way that he sings and the way he is. And I always feel a bit like
weird.
I'm
the way that he sings. In what way?
Like when he sings "Goodbye, My Lover." Like. Like the sound of his voice.
Goodbye, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm the one.
That sounded like Joe Pasquale.
So does he, that makes sense.
No, I know what you mean. And also, I never trust a man who's sexually aroused by salt water. Do you? I mean, I don't...
I went to a wedding quite recently, and for their first dance, they danced to "Goodbye, My Lover." I think they just completely misunderstood the lyrics.
Goodbye, my lover.
Yeah.
Goodbye, my
friend. Send me by the sea, by the way. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Be clear.
Well, right. That's James Blunt.
Yeah. So he said that it's going to be the worst year ever. It's a little self-deprecating joke about his album.
No, do you think it's self-deprecating? I thought he's seriously saying it's going to be a really bad year.
I think
also
not.
My album's coming out.
His Twitter feed, he's like a... Because he's embraced the fact that he was the butt of jokes, right? And I think very well. And so now it's James Blunt, when people tweet him, he tweets back very self-deprecating and very funnily. So he's become quite a big Twitter...
Funnily. Oh, do you think he's funny?
On Twitter, he's very funny.
No, he's really popular. The only thing is, what I don't like about that is it's not people who have tweeted him. It's just people who have tweeted his name, not even at mentioned him, so he's been Googling himself to do it.
Yeah, well,
so that's the bit
well,
for me that sort of ruins it. Because I'm like, fair enough if you're having a pop at people who are, sending you abuse, or, even if it is just banter. but he's been searching, Googling
just
his
Googling,
own name
yeah,
and
James
just going,
Blunt.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. I mean, never Google your own name, for goodness sake. That is a terrible thing.
Actually, to be fair, yeah, respect for that, I think, as well. Yeah, that's quite enough. Also, he's got a dog called Tara, which is my name.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that have a bearing on how
yeah.
much you like him or not?
I don't know, it's just
Tara.
He just has a dog called Tara.
Right.
I don't mind it either way.
Okay, fine.
Ambivalent.
If you had a dog, what would you call it?
I've got a dog.
Oh, well, what's the dog's name? Please say it's James Blunt.
He's called it Biggles.
Biggles?
Good
He's
dog
an adopted
name.
Dog. We found him in the park.
You stole it.
You said
yeah,
you
yeah.
stole it.
And we
dog.
Never found out like yeah. if he belongs to someone.
Well, because you never asked
now.
Tara, that's
yeah.
why.
Biggles.
Biggles. What sort of dog is Biggles?
He's a schnauzer.
A schnauzer?
Schnauzer,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I've got a dog.
Yeah. Oh, well, what's your dog's name?
Mojo.
Maybe they should meet.
The only reason it's called Mojo,
yeah,
right, is honestly in case, like you, when you stole the dog from the park, is if Mojo gets lost. That's it.
That's yeah. useful.
All right, where are we going next, paper-wise?
Okay, well, let's go with... So, Margaret Thatcher's top, the Women's Hour Power top
Well,
list.
We know that, but apparently the tech team, the website team here at Talk Radio have
to.
No idea at all that
oh,
that is
really?
Case. Because apparently earlier on... and let me get this right. What did they do? They tweeted... Something.
No, they didn't quite get it to publish. But.
Oh, right, but this isn't. You're like this. Because I know, while Cornelius finds that, you're absolutely right. So they've released the top seven.
Top ten.
Ten, sorry.
Top ten?
No, seven, because it's 70 years of.
70 years.
Of Women's Hour on Radio 4.
They run an email.
Or something like that.
A presenter.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
They run
I'll say you're right.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
That's the truth.
So they run an article past a presenter before it's published because it had their name attached to it, just saying.
Julia Hartley Brewer then
on BBC Women's Hour. Why does Margaret Thatcher not get a mention? To which she replied, "No, because Thatcher is top of the list." Good grief!
That's the web team here.
She forwarded it on to her producer with some swear words.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, the web team here aren't renowned for their
facts
or anything. So.
Boy. I was listening to it this morning as it was happening. I was listening to Bridget Jones being on the list.
Why weren't you listening to Julia Hartley Brewer?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I was switching between
the
two.
No, this is fine, we get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we understand.
Was it good?
No, I was switching.
Bridget Jones is on it.
Bridget Jones is on the list.
She's not a person.
That's fictional.
Yeah, she's not real. She's not a real woman.
So how can she be one of the most powerful women?
And Karen Brady was on the panel, and I heard her say, "Well, she isn't real, is she?" And she was very angry about it.
Well, I think that's right. It's like Wonder Woman. That, you know, the thing about Wonder Woman yesterday was... What was the Wonder Woman? Wonder Woman became one of the most...
Was it the UN's symbol of
womanhood
women.
Or something?
Yes, something like that.
And rightly so. It's about empowering women. And rightly so, there was a backlash against that, saying, well, a sexualised cartoon can't be the UN symbol.
Well, and all,
And
bringing it back to Bridget Jones as well, all she talks about is, like, men dieting and
pants.
The fact... Yeah, and she... regrets drinking, like, a lot. That's all she talks
doesn't
about.
Doesn't make her a powerful woman necessarily, though, does it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe...
Who would be your most powerful woman?
Oh, I knew you'd ask that. Speaking as a woman.
Yeah.
My mum.
Oh, good answer.
No, I
think Cornelius' mum is one of the most powerful women I've ever met as well. Yeah, I mean,
you need to stop talking.
Oh, she wouldn't let me sleep.
Who's yours? I mean... Who would be on...
My mum.
All of our mums have made the list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the list come out. So Mrs. Thatcher was at number one.
Jermaine Greer was on it, and they interviewed her this morning. And she was so bitter about being on this list. She was like, when I wrote that book, The Female Eunuch, I didn't know what I was talking about. It was for teenagers. And she wasn't very happy about being on the list.
Which in many ways makes her more powerful as well.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And with great power comes great responsibility. So yes.
On a similar note, I'm going to bring a story in here. That Philip Davies has, of course, been made the Secretary for Women and Equalities in the Cabinet. A man.
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well... I mean, why would you want a sexualised cartoon character like Philip Davies being responsible for speaking out about women in the Cabinet?
As a woman,
right.
Tara...
As a woman,
how do you feel about Philip Davies doing that job?
I mean, I don't mind men doing that job. I'm not against. I don't think. I think a man can do that job.
Mm.
Do you want? Yeah.
Well, okay, I thought you might elaborate there. But
I know. I'm really sorry. I can't give a more feminist answer.
You can say full stops as well.
I can. Would you like me to move on to or expand?
I would like you another story.
Point.
I'd like another story now.
All right. So UK unemployment is at. It's gone down.
Yep.
It's a further fall. And I met up with my friend this morning who's unemployed. And we went out for brunch, which I thought was very decadent because she's unemployed.
That is a bit of a...
She's the last one, isn't she?
She paid.
You let her?
What? She paid.
You let her pay?
For brunch. Because her parents are like paying her rent and giving her pocket money and stuff. So I just, you know, it was fairer. She might be unemployed, but she's still got more money than me.
That's outrageous that you let her pay for
but
that.
But she was, like, complaining about being unemployed and... Well,
she's the last one. The employment rate's down to one. Unemployment rate's down to one.
Marianna Manson.
Yeah.
That is her. Brunching.
She's a statistic. What did she have? Did she go for expensive or cheap?
Yeah, she got, like, a profit. She got a Greek salad and then she got an omelette and she had a bit of bruschetta on the side.
It was,
wasn't even brunch.
That's Brexit brunch. That's Brexit brunch Britain, eh? That's what that is. So, okay, well, that's good news, though, overall, isn't it? Unemployment down or is this a government... You see, when you hear about the statistics of unemployment being down, it's not that there are fewer people in work.
Yeah.
It is because they alter the parameters of how the statistics work. So, for instance, if you are claiming a certain kind of benefit, you don't count as unemployed anymore.
Right.
So that's how they move the goalposts. They don't actually count the numbers. They just manipulate the numbers around to make it look like there are a few people employed. That's how they do it.
Oh, God, yeah.
There you go. Take that, government.
I have to process that now.
Yeah. Well, don't take long because we've got to end now.
Well, I didn't... Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, I mean, you can process it for a minute if you want.
I'll process and you tell me how I can reassure her. She's very upset about it. But I guess you just have. I'll tell her that statistic.
Yep.
And then, yeah.
Then we're all done.
Thank you.
Great. Tara, thank you so much for coming in. You know, because bye. We're just literally out of time. Because you've got to fill the next hour with the big debate at 3 o'clock. Tell us what it is quickly.
I don't know. You've talked about it. It's the Argos trees and the Christmas trees. People are disappointed because they're buying Christmas trees from Argos. And
I've got
just, like,
my
twigs.
One from Argos.
What's it like? Are you disappointed?
No, it's all right.
All right, fine. Yeah.
Why are people disappointed with Argos? Apart from
sharing
it being...
photos, and they've said that there's a lot to be desired in the bush department.
Well,
this is what they're saying.
I mean, I'm glad we ended there. Yeah. Speaking of which, Victoria's in next. Here she is.
Was that speaking of which?
Nothing.
How was that relevant?
No, you're not a witch. It's fine. I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Just go to the break.
Argos. It's just a catalogue of disasters. It's clever.
Yeah. I would have just gone to the break.
I would
have
done as well, yeah. Right, coming up in the next bit, there is the big debate, of course, after 3 o'clock. We will be joined by guests. Who are they again?
The Thinking Drinkers.
Yes, because they're doing a show, basically, in London. They do a comedy show involving alcohol, and Cornelius got them in because they promised to bring him some free drink. So that's all coming in the next hour. It's just coming up to 3 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas! When do we get paid?
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
eBay has lots of new gifts for the women in your life this Christmas.
Rob, don't forget we're at Neil and Donna's Christmas Eve.
Jewellery from Links of London.
Then we're up early Christmas Day to drive to Mum's.
Coffee machines.
And then we're at Judy's Drinks Party Boxing Day.
Designer fragrances.
So you can forget the football.
Portable radio. Discover new Christmas gifts you can click and collect at over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate you can't go wrong with gifts for her this Christmas shop.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. amigoloans.co.uk.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the five-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
It's 3 hours into the family Christmas board game, no one's talking, and you couldn't care in the slightest who wins. Fortunately, Maplin can upgrade your Christmas with a range of amazing tech gifts, including NextBase dash cams, VR headsets, and special offers like save £20 on an Elgato Game Capture HD to record all your gaming triumphs. So make your next move visiting us in store or search Maplin online. Maplin, all the tech you need this Christmas.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
And just after 3 o'clock, good afternoon. Talk Radio. Yes, it is. I'm John Holmes. Victoria now has the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, fighting in Aleppo despite truce. Ministers approve hiking council tax bills. And find out the Aussies' word of the year.
Talk Radio.
A ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo has collapsed. Activists there say fighter jets have resumed raids on rebel-held areas, while the government says six people have died under militant shelling. During Prime Minister's questions, Theresa May insisted that the UK is pressing for change.
We are continuing to work with the United Nations, but if we're to get a solution that works on the ground, then it has to be a solution that is actually bought into by other countries, and it has to be a solution that Russia is going to buy into as well as the regime.
The Labour leader has urged the government to get a grip on social care as ministers prepare to announce council tax rises to pay for it. Authorities in England will be told tomorrow they can raise bills by 3% next year. A former football coach at Crewe Alexandra has been remanded in custody and will appear in court again next month, charged with child sex attacks. 62-year-old Barry Bennell is accused of 8 offences in the 80s. British Airways says it's disappointed cabin crew voted to go on strike. Unite the Union says 79% of BA staff were in favour of taking industrial action over pay. A mother has defended spending £2,000 on her 3 children for Christmas. Emma Tapping has been wrapping hundreds of presents for months in a pile that's almost as big as the tree itself. She's told Talk Radio she's not on benefits, so people shouldn't criticise her parenting.
People say to me, why don't you do this? And you should do that, and you should do it throughout the year. Well, why should I? They're my children. It's my money. It's totally my prerogative to do it on the one day if I want to.
And Australia has announced its somewhat surprising word of the year, democracy sausage. It's a barbecued sausage served on a slice of bread, bought at polling stations on election day, which apparently were popular on social media during July's vote.
Democracy sausage?
Correct. You were listening!
All I heard, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't, but all I heard, what leapt out at me was the phrase democracy sausage.
Yeah, I thought you might like it.
Why? What? Tell me that again.
So, in Australia, their word of the year is democracy sausage.
That's not a word.
With a hyphen.
Oh.
It's a barbecued sausage served on some bread, and it's bought at polling stations on election days. And on social media, people were posting loads about it during July when they had their vote.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. It does. It sounds like a sort of... It's a good name for a band.
Is it?
Yeah. Like the late, great John Peel. John Peel on BBC Radio 1. You can hear him just introducing them as a...
Can you say it in the start?
Not yet.
Democracy sausage in the start.
You're listening to BBC Radio 1. I'm John Peel, and now it's time for the new single from Democracy Sausage.
Brilliant.
People do call me the alive John Peel.
Who?
People.
Who are these people?
People.
Name 2 people who call you that.
Me.
Yeah.
Twice.
That doesn't count as one person.
All right.
And that is
half
yourself.
A person, really.
Because you're
six. No. Just because I got off with your mum. Picking on me.
He's just jealous.
Yeah, I know. So the... Now, thank you, Victoria, for that. Ben,
I'm still going to do weather.
Oh, that's what you're doing. Talk Radio
National Weather. No, you interjected to talk about democracy sausage.
Democracy sausage.
So dry and bright this afternoon, mild with highs of 12 degrees. There you go. Now you can do your sporty bit.
Thank you. Ben has the pre-recorded sport. Today, his pre-recorded sport is live from a roller coaster where before riding, the riders went to an all-you-can-eat buffet and have all contracted the norovirus.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea will extend their advantage at the top of the Premier League to 6 points with a victory at Sunderland this evening. They're going for their 10th top-flight win in a row against the bottom side, a run that's made them favourites to win the title. Boston's elsewhere, third place Liverpool also. Manchester City plays Watford.
That was really horrible. That was Ben's sport live from a roller coaster where the riders, before riding, went to an all-you-can-eat buffet and contracted the norovirus. Thank you, French Tickler, for that absolutely horrific suggestion. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoon. The big debate's next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we go, then. Hang on, I haven't actually plugged the iPad in, because that didn't work very well, did it? All right, should we try that again? Here we go, then. I have to run it off an iPad. And so, as the terrible events in Aleppo continue to unfold, as Assad's government forces claim that rebels broke the ceasefire this morning, UK time, and have resumed bombardment of the rebel-held areas of the city, Assad is accused of crimes against humanity, of course, using weapons that the USA, among others, have rightly, morally and roundly condemned, saying that such weaponry should never be deployed in the theatre of war. And let's be honest, America should know, having deployed weapons like this themselves many times, such as in Vietnam with napalm and, oh, I don't know, dropping a nuclear bomb on Japan. Elsewhere, Prince Harry has been spotted buying a Christmas tree with his girlfriend, which gives you some indication as to the state of social media, where that bit of trivial guff is trending higher than the UN's failure to stop slaughter in Syria. It's hard to know which is more important, isn't it? As the social barometer of Twitter toys with the news agenda. Now, on the line listening to me there say the word toy is Walter, who's called Talk Radio, on a telephone. Hello, Walter.
Hello, John. How are you?
All right, thanks. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling in. Now, you heard me say the word toy there, and I'm led to believe that you have called in because the moment I said the word, because you want toys banned, and not, let me get this straight, not just the dangerous ones full of asbestos and lead and spikes and fear, like the ones that get made in foreign, but all toys. You want to see an end to them, right?
That's right, John. Yeah, I just can't stand toys. You see, when I were born, John, as a wee lad, I were born where the sun don't shine, right?
Yes. Where's that?
And I walked to a mine. Oh, you know, in deepest, darkest Eversham.
Right.
Right? So I walked to the mine, I shoveled 16 tonne of number 9 coal, and the store boss said, well, bless my soul. And he were right to bless it, John, because I hadn't been playing with toys all day, had I? I've been productive. I hadn't been playing around with me skipping rope and me rollerblades and me Yugimon, you know, I've been productive, and that's what all kids should be. No playing. Working instead.
Right, okay, well, hold the line there, Walter, because that's an interesting, not interesting, point of view. Cedric, however, has been hearing you talk, and he's caught up. He's on the other line. Afternoon, Cedric.
Afternoon.
Now, Walter there, he's saying that there's no need for toys because at this day and age, we should treat children like in his day, which was to send them to the mines instead of letting them play with skipping ropes. What do you say to that?
Well, I think it's absolutely preposterous. It's absolutely preposterous indeed. You see, if you're sending kids off to work at such a young age, they're going to require some sort of supervisation, and it's just another burden on the adult population. I myself, I'm a father of 19 children.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for toys, they'd be tugging at my sleeves, asking me for attention constantly throughout the day, and who has time for that kind of thing?
No, it's a very good point you make there. Also...
Well, Cedric, they wouldn't be tugging at your sleeve if they were in the one of three places they should be working. Doubt mine, up a chimney, or in a pie.
And then they'll ask me questions like, Father, how do I remove the ore from this mine? Father, how do I clean the soot from this chimney? I don't want to talk to a child. My intelligence will be wasted on such a thing.
Right, okay, well, look, you both make good points on both sides of the argument, of course, but let me bring in this argument. We've just had a text come in of a listener listening to you both there, saying, what about unemployment? Now, if you ban toys, Walter... Right, especially this time of year, what you're going to end up with is unemployed elves, right? Because we know they make toys. They will strike. If you start bringing in a ban on toys, they'll strike. They'll ruin Christmas. Be like the trains and the post office and the Argos workers, who obviously we know they're downing their little blue pens. Won't it? You know, striking elves at this time of year is not something we need, is it?
Well, let me tell you something, John. Elves are being struck all the time. You think they're working in favourable conditions?
Yeah.
They are slaves, John. They're modern-day slaves. The big man in red, he hits them upside the ear to toil on toys when they would much rather be behind a computer toiling away on a spreadsheet with the numbers and the letters in the SQL. I tell you that much for sure. Elves need justice, and justice comes by banning toys.
Right, so elves would move into other areas of work, Walter, if we banned toys. Now, you've got no evidence...
It's already happening. Have you seen that commercial on the television with the elves? They're not making toys anymore. They're making bespoke paintings and snuggly boots and delivering it off from cosy little homes in London. The elves have all grown up, lad.
So, all right, so if we... This happened in the 80s, didn't it? You remember, Mrs. Thatcher closed... And it's interesting, Walter, you mentioned this, but Mrs. Thatcher closed down the toy mines, and they were running... Running battles between elves and police. And we know the police had to bring in orcs, which is the opposite of an elf, to have a fight. And the police were using orcs against elves, and that is what... The tragedy was, in this occasion, you know, elves were being, who weren't being antagonistic, were just being hit and attacked by orcs that the police were deploying. And we don't want to go back to those scenes, do we, Cedric?
Not at all, not in the slightest. That was a dark, dark period in the British history.
Yeah.
And the way my kids act when they don't have their toys is comparable to orcs.
Sorry, make that noise again.
Sorry, I have a peculiar laugh.
Yes. Right, let me also ask you this question. Is the controversy surrounding Theresa May's trousers, which she sat down in some trousers made of toys, and do you think that was a wise move for someone in austerity Britain to sit down in a pair of trousers made of toys? It's caused a lot of complaints, hasn't it?
I don't think she'd have been wearing anything that even resembled toys. I think to do so is a kick in the face to everyone who couldn't afford actual clothes, let alone clothes made of toys.
I mean, well, what sort of... she's the Prime Minister. She had toys on worth, you know, £995. That's a lot of toys, isn't it?
That's a lot of toys. And tell you what, far more money than should be being spent on toys.
Yeah.
You know, all that, those trousers you're talking about, they were made of Lego, right?
Yeah, Lego trousers.
Okay, we all know Lego. Yeah. Now, she shouldn't be wearing trousers like that. That makes her a Lego lass, which makes her an elf, all right, which makes her a symbol of the corruption that's going on, which I've just talking about.
That's a very, very surprisingly good point. Let me... I just...
Walter, you know a bit too much there.
Hang on, just let me... look.
Well, hang on, what do you mean?
Hang on a minute, Let me bring in... I want to play you something now, just to give... And this is Walter, I want you to listen to it especially carefully, actually, because this is the world that you're asking for. So just have a quick listen to this. Right, that's a song, of course, there. And now have a listen to it. If you ban toys, like you want, Walter, this is what you'll end up with. Step by step, heart to heart, left, right, left, we all fall down. Now, is that what you want? Because I'll tell you what, you are messing with the UK's toy defence force. If you want to get rid of toy soldiers, right now, for example, there are only now, I'm sure you know this statistic, there are only two working, fully operational games of battleships left in this country, right? And the reduction of the games of battleships is a tragedy as well. It's a shocking, you know, it's all about funding. But if you get rid of toy soldiers and we've only got two games of battleships, how are we going to defend ourselves toy-wise in this country, Walter?
Well, I have the utmost respect for the men and women and the little other people that serve on our battleships. You know, they are stark reminders of the honour that we have lost. But listen, we're not going to be left defenceless, are we?
I don't know.
Are we? Because we will have things that can counteract toys, such as a sense of duty and business, and that crushing sense of moral obligation that you gain as you grow older, that really just replaces the desire to be free and joyous.
Cedric, do you want to come back on that?
Well, yeah, I just want to I'll just contribute this. I'll just say nothing quite compares to the feeling of choking your enemy to death with a hula hoop around the throat.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you could use a crisp. There's a hula crisp. That's not a toy. That's a delicious potato
crumble in your palms.
Sir. I'll ask you this question, Toya Wilcox. What a Wilcox if you remove toys?
E Wilcox.
What do you reckon, Cedric?
Children nagging you will.
Children nagging you, Wilcox.
That's
okay.
A lot better than Toya Wilcox, I tell you that much.
I don't think so. Toya Wilcox is beautiful.
The two trials in Sweden, I don't know whether you're aware of these trials that they do in Sweden.
I am aware, yeah, so I've got a study of them here.
Right.
Would you like me to announce them? Please?
No, I'm going
to
do it. Tried replacing toys in Sweden, now, this is going back some years, with baboons. And they moved, just got rid of all toys and just...
a different one, I was looking at a different study.
What was your one out of interest?
Oh, they were taking toys and stabbing naughty children with them.
Yeah, mine's better. So they're replacing toys with baboons. Now, obviously, Xmas morning was a disaster because what happened was Santa had to deliver baboons. And have you ever tried getting a baboon in a sack?
Well, you know, I have actually. I have. That is a hobby of mine.
But it's difficult. It's difficult, isn't it?
I'm not saying it's easy.
Yeah.
Getting a baboon in a sack is a lot harder than getting a ferret in your trousers, all right? I will admit that.
Yes.
But you've got to admit that those baboons in Sweden, you know, after the initial horrific slaughter on Xmas morning,
they
did clear up all the leftovers of Christmas lunch. No wastage. I like that.
That's a good point, actually. Look, we're running out of time with the debate, as always. It's an emotive one, I know. Do we need toys? Cedric, sum up the debate for me in one word.
It's cold in Sweden.
Thank you. It's very cold in Sweden. Walter.
Democracy sausage.
Thank you. Over to you now, then. You've heard the debate. You've heard Walter. You've heard Cedric. That's what they think. What do you think? Do you think we need toys? Especially at this time of year in post-Brexit Britain. Do we need toys when we've got mincemeat and dark matter? Do we need toys? 87222.
Start your message with the word toy.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. That's the big debate. I'm John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Some Santa chat and quality poultry.
Talk Radio.
Let's talk turkey.
Jingle bells, bounce off all the way. Oh, what fun it is to beat Dad on Christmas Day.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, Pictionary all the way. Oh, what fun it is to draw better than Uncle Ray.
Jingle bells, Uno all the way. Oh, what fun to play and shout Uno with no delay.
Jingle bells, Scrabble all the way. Oh, what fun it is to see the family play all day.
Play the game with all the family this Christmas.
Pictionary, Scrabble, Uno and Bounce Off available at all good toy stores.
eBay has a fantastic range of Secret Santa ideas this Christmas.
I'm trying to think what to get David in the office Secret Santa. I mean, he's always so serious.
Joke books.
And always into cycling.
Leg waxing strips.
Because he's always leaving his cycling kit under his desk.
Scented candles.
And he wears those tight, lycra cycling shorts.
Lunch boxes. Just click and collect new Secret Santa gifts from over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate jokes and wind-ups this Christmas shop.
Builders, joiners, tradesmen, lend me your ears. Want trade brands? Selco's got it. Want lots of stock on the shelf? Selco's got it. Trade prices too? Yep, Selco's got it. Yes, a massive range in stock of trade-branded building materials at great trade prices. Selco's got it. See selcobw.com to find your nearest branch and to get your free trade card. Got it?
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Time for another round of Sounds Fantastic. What's this sound?
Okay, we're in. Alarm's disabled.
Nice one. Right. Where'd you keep all his camembert?
Scary stuff. That was a couple of desperate cheese burglars. Whereas this...
Don't compare.
...is the sound telling shrewd listeners where to check out the cost of their home insurance.
If you want to save, it should be your favourite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
Through Newcastle upon Tyne, the southbound A1 approaching the Denton Burn roundabout is busy. A lane's out for the recovery of a broken down lorry. The M6 near Birmingham's incredibly busy both ways. A lorry tipped over southbound junction 6 to 5 just before midday today. Two lanes are still closed south, one lane's out northbound. South of Telford in Shropshire, the A5 Rampart Way is closed because of a vehicle fire near to the M54. And the northbound M1 is struggling towards junction 15 for Northampton after an accident there, which is now all on the hard shoulder. I'm Jarena Adams.
It's Flannelette Bedding Week at Lidl, just in time for winter. We've got flannelette bed linen sets from £7.99 and flannelette sheets from £5.99 each. Right, I'm off to hibernate for the winter. Every little thing for Christmas. Subject to availability, NI may vary, selected stores.
Jerry.
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At 23 minutes past 3 o'clock, good afternoon to you. That was a big debate, of course, on whether or not we need toys. Do we still need them? If we ban them, will the elves go on strike? We know they work in horrendous conditions, and Santa basically pays them, pennies, really. But the rules of employment don't count in Lapland because it's a very long way away. But the elves would strike, we think, if indeed you banned toys. Do we need toys in post-Brexit Britain when we have mincemeat and dark matter? That is the question. A lot of your reactions have been coming in, Cornelius.
Lots coming in, John. John, without toys, what would batteries be included with? Also, without toys, you'd also get rid of the annoying wire on the back of toys industry.
Yep.
John, this debate was completely childish. You only mentions children's toys. I'm very disappointed. That's from Dylan Doe.
Yeah, that's very much. Alex has come in as well with, without certain toys, my wife would have left me a long, 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 long time ago, John. So... think on that. Right, if you have a reaction, you can still get it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio that you're listening to. That's what we're talking about this afternoon. Coming up to Christmas, of course, so we're here to help you if indeed you are struggling for gift ideas. Talk Radio have launched a range of gift experiences. You know the kind of thing, gift experiences, you know, see them all the time, don't you? A chance to go off-roading in Jamie Oliver's restaurant, that sort of thing. Swimming with dolphins and Boris Johnson. Those sort of gift experiences you can buy people that you can do for a day. We've got some. If you would like to maybe buy a loved one of these gift experiences, the Talk Radio gift experience. One we were talking about earlier, a tour of the mystical and magical Trump Tower. It's the Trump Tower gift experience. And now we've arranged this at Talk Radio. There are a limited number. There are 5 orange tickets. The tour will include the Great Golden Lift, the River of Rhetoric and the Pussy Grabbing Room, which is a room entirely full of cats. There's the realistic Calais jungle experience. Civil War comes to your home and drives you from it. You travel across Europe to the final location in which you get to camp under the stars, eat genuine tinned food donated by Good Samaritans, and you get a visit from an actor playing the evil woman, Katie Hopkins. Cornelius, I know you've got a couple there.
Yes, Michael has sent in this, an authentic Victorian factory day. Spend the day working at Sports Direct. You get the benefit of knowing what conditions were like in the 1800s without having to put on a costume other than a cheap tracksuit. Work a full 18-hour day with one break, and there's also the optional addition of an add-on massive mug for £5.
Right, there you go. You could also choose, and you'll find it at talkradio.co.uk, a full set Brexit. That is a day with Paul Ross, who posts the European referendum. We'll take you to his favourite place in Europe, which is a roundabout in Maidenhead. A full set Brexit experience. Or you could spend a week as a junior doctor experience. Spend 1 week pretending to be a junior doctor for a very low fee. You can work extremely long hours for that low fee, only to have your contracts changed so the hours become longer, yet the pay increase is minimal. Spend a week as a junior doctor. It's a gift experience. It's available at talkradio.co.uk. Cornelius.
Yes, Jenny sent in this. Breitbart present. It'll be alt-right on the night, an weekly evening class where you slowly train up to become a neo-Nazi.
Yeah.
Various weeks include hate blogging, Katie Hopkins appreciation, and learning how to spell Milo Yiannopoulos. It's his second name.
Yeah, right, good. Oh, another gift experience for you here. Southern Scrum. You can get a loved one this Christmas. What an excellent experience this is. Southern Scrum. You get one ticket for a loved one to pretend to be a desperate Southern Rail commuter trying to get to work. It's an exclusive 2-hour experience. It's not for the faint of heart. You can choose from a range of props to help you get to the front of the queue. The options are a briefcase, a pram, and a sense of entitlement. Battle your way through a special team of actors who will try anything to stop you getting a train from London to Brighton. It's the Southern Scrum experience. Very exciting. Right, okay, talkradio.co.uk is where you will find that. Now, after the break, among other things, we will be talking to the Thinking Drinkers. They are alcoholic anecdotalists. They're bringing a show, to London and, you know, other places probably. I haven't actually checked, but I will. They'll be in talking to us, and I think they're actually pretty hammered already looking at them. So this will go terribly well. That's in the next half an hour on Talk Radio. It's just coming up to 3:30. Here's Victoria. She's got what can only be described as the news.
Talk Radio.
Heavy clashes, gunfire and shelling have resumed again in the Syrian city of Aleppo, despite a deal meant to halt the violence and allow civilians to leave. Both sides have accused the other of breaking the ceasefire. Conservative MP Colonel Bob Stewart has told Talk Radio there's no clear-cut solution on what the UK can do to help.
This is a long-running thing. It's not easily fixed, and it's extremely difficult. But all I can say is that everyone says something must be done, but you've got to have the brains of Methuselah to think what that something would be that would actually help the situation rather than make it worse.
The Labour leader has called for planned cuts in corporation tax to be cancelled to pay for social care. Jeremy Corbyn has been reacting in the Commons to reports up to 3% will be added to council tax bills in England next year to fund the system. A former youth coach has been remanded in custody on child sex charges. 62-year-old Barry Bennell is facing a string of allegations dating back to the 1980s. British Airways flights could be disrupted by strike action. BA cabin crew have backed talking out in protest over pay, although it's not been announced when it'll take place. The airline says it's disappointed by the decision. And a customer in Cambridge has received the first ever Amazon order by drone. It took just 13 minutes from click to delivery. The weather staying mild with some outbreaks of rain still affecting the north and west tonight. Dry elsewhere with lows of 5 degrees. Tomorrow will be cloudy with some outbreaks of drizzle across the UK with highs of 12. There's more in half an hour.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes, and it is the radio where I am. Now, the thing is about today is I couldn't go, because I'm at work, and today was the nativity play in my daughter's school. So I have two daughters. They're 4 and 6, right? Primary school. Maisie is 6, Isla is 4. They did their nativity play this afternoon. They've just finished it. I couldn't go because I know. How bad is that? Because I've got to work. I've got to entertain the nation,
Colin. You could have taken a day off.
No, that wasn't allowed. So, what I thought I'd do, they're literally just out of school now, so I've called Maisie to find out how it went. She's 6.
Okay.
She might be on the phone. Maisie, hello?
Hello!
Hi, Maisie, how are you?
Fine.
Good. How was your nativity play?
Good.
Good. Was it? Did you remember all of your words?
Yes.
Can you tell me some of them now?
Outline verse pretty much Saint related.
Say that again.
Outline of work pretty much sheep related.
Our line of work is pretty much sheep related. And what were you playing?
Shepherd.
A shepherd. That's very good, isn't it? So listen, did it modern. Go? Because did you remember all of your words and it was all fine? Did everyone clap at you?
Yeah.
Did you get a laugh on the line? Line of work is pretty much sheep related.
No.
Oh. Okay.
She's just like you, John.
Yeah. Oh, I've got Cornelius here. Thank you, Cornelius. I've got Cornelius here, Maisie.
Yes.
Hi, Maisie.
Hello.
Could you do Cornelius for us? Cornelius.
No.
Oh. So what are you doing now?
I'm standing at a politician's daughter talking to you.
She's standing by the politician's daughter. That's like a coffee shop.
Oh,
near
okay.
the school. Not actually by a politician's daughter. That's not what I make her do. Yeah. So how was the rest of school, Maisie? Was it all very Christmassy today?
Yeah.
Yeah, what else did you do?
I can't remember.
Oh. What did you have for lunch?
Pizza.
Oh, it's pizza day, was it? Okay. Are you still dressed as a shepherd?
I've got my leggings on and my top on, but and my boots on, but nothing more shepherdy.
Nothing more shepherdy than that. Did you have a like a shepherd's crook or anything?
Pardon?
Did you have a shepherd's crook to hold?
I don't know what that is.
It's a thing. It's a stick that shepherds hold. Did you hold a stick?
Oh yeah, we did our dance with it.
You did a dance with it?
Yeah, we knitted it together.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Why weren't you Mary?
I don't know.
Oh, who was Mary?
Josie.
Was she any good or was she rubbish?
Sophie!
Sophie, oh.
Sophie.
Was she any good or was she rubbish?
She's good.
Oh, she was. Well, that's fine then, isn't it? All right. Is Isla there?
Yes.
Okay, can I speak to Isla?
She's in the toilet.
She's in the toilet?
Yes.
Oh. Is she coming out of the toilet?
Just about to. Oh, right. Girl, go on the toilet, though.
Oh, well, is she sitting on the toilet now?
Yes.
Could you give her the phone?
Huh?
Hello?
I still hear you, but what did you say?
Oh, when's she coming out of the toilet?
Don't know.
No.
Now I'm going to sing you a song.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Oh, great news. Go on, then.
Morning to the stomach drinking, taking off the confessions. Here I fall, I love to run, and one by one we count them home.
Hooray! Was that a song from the Nativity play?
It's a shepherd song!
Well, I know it is. You've been singing it round the house. Oh, I'm glad glad it went well. Sorry I missed it.
Pardon?
I'm sorry I missed it.
I know.
Are you ever going to forgive Daddy?
Yes.
Good news. Is she out of the toilet yet?
Yes, she is.
Oh, stick her on then.
Okay, bye.
Love you.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, Isla. How are you?
Hi.
Fine, good. How was your nativity play?
Fine, I'd better sing a song to you.
You sing a song to me? All right, go on then.
My song.
Your song?
Yeah.
Okay, go on then.
No. Come on. We are God's messengers. Come say what baby boys. Born in Bethlehem tonight, in a stable in a manger's house. Born in Bethlehem tonight, and Jesus is his name.
Hey! That's very good. Jesus is his name.
Bye!
Are you going now? What?
It's on the radio.
Pardon?
Okay.
What?
Did she call me
Horatio?
Horatio?
I can hear some cookie in me.
It's Cornelius.
Cornelius, not Horatio.
Do you want to say... Bye-bye. Well, that was the end of that. So there's my daughters.
Who's
for you.
Horatio?
Yeah, I don't know. Their real father. That's... That was my daughters. That was Maisie,
you
6.
You dodged a bullet having to go to work today, didn't you?
God. Oh, I love 4. I couldn't make the nativity, so I thought I'd ask him how it was.
Couldn't make it. They offered you the day off today.
I know. Have you ever been to a kid's nativity? It's rubbish.
I know. I just heard.
Why would I want to go there? Are you joking?
It's good to see your daughters as talented as you.
In the next bit of the programme, we'll be talking to 2 drunk men who are in flogging their Christmas wares like every single guest at this time of year. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Figgy pudding.
Do you want stuffing?
Yes, please.
Free speech.
You don't look the type.
And phone calls.
Answer that, it could be the phone.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In December, we've got a 25 kilogram bag of Thistle multi-finished plaster for only £4.39 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
With confidence under the mistletoe this Christmas with CB12 mouthwash. Not only does CB12 mouthwash contain fluoride to help strengthen teeth, it also provides up to 12-hour protection from unpleasant breath. So close moments can be truly enjoyed this party season. Visit cb12.co.uk for more information.
eBay has a fantastic range of Secret Santa ideas this Christmas.
I'm trying to think what to get David in the office Secret Santa.
I mean, he's always so serious.
Joke books?
I know he's into cycling.
Leg waxing strips?
Because he's always leaving his cycling kit under his desk.
Scented candles?
And he wears those tight, like, recycling shorts.
Lunchboxes? Just click and collect new Secret Santa gifts from over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate jokes and wind-ups this Christmas shop.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Newcastle upon Tyne, the southbound A1's queuing towards a breakdown near the Denton Burn roundabout. A similar problem causing queues on the clockwise M60 as you approach Junction 17 for Prestwich. In and out of Stoke, the A50 is looking really busy. That's after earlier problems. The M6 South near Birmingham struggling with two lanes out, Junction 6 to 5. A lorry overturned just before 12 o'clock. Barrier repairs are continuing. So big queue on the southbound side and some delays north past the scene. And the M1 North still heavy after early problems near Junction 15 for Northampton. I'm Gerena Adams.
It's Flannelette Bedding Week at Lidl, just in time for winter. We've got flannelette bed linen sets from £7.99 and flannelette sheets from £5.99 each. Right, I'm off to hibernate for the winter. Every little thing for Christmas. Subject to availability, NI may vary, selected stores.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Mother! Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking, or as you know, if you're listening to this on a DAB radio, which whose screen isn't wide enough to fit the whole slogan on, it actually says Talk Radio, we'll get you. And yes, we might be the 32nd most listened to station nationally out of a possible 39, but we are the most threatening. Right, so the new, before we talk to our guests this afternoon, we've been looking through the news, and I don't mind telling you that the news is quite complicated. I mean, to give you a sense of how complicated the news is, right? This is a pile of papers, today's papers. Here, there's the Times, you'd expect. There's the Mail, of course, the Express. The Mirror, the Guard, all those kind of things. But this is how complicated. This is the weight of the papers as I sort of push them onto the floor. And as you learn from that, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You're not the only one, Cornelius. And we get letters from people telling us that they can't get their head around the news. But it's our duty to help you, of course. And when you take the news, as you know, and you drill right down into the issues, and I'm talking right down to the very core of what the news is, frack the news. But instead of shale gas, what, of course, comes out of the news is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Set to be popular. Well, America did elect him.
The news in haikus. So Trump is a rogue.
He's a rogue one.
Never mind. McFarland is a man's name. So is Tom Sandham. Together, they are two men known as the Thinking Drinkers. They are, as promised, hot guest action for this afternoon. They are, am I right, alcoholic anecdotalists?
Yeah, that'll do, won't it?
So, well, welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure. Well, I mean, I say that now. I mean, by the end of it, it may not be. I don't know. You know,
we'll see.
We'll see how it goes. But it's good to have you in the Thinking Drinkers. Then, so you both work. Basically, you both work in the alcohol industry.
Yes.
Met up for. Comedy show.
Yes, essentially, we were journalists on local papers. Yep. Then we worked for a newspaper called The Publican, which went to all the pubs in the country. It's since folded, since we left. Then we started doing talks and tastings about beer and spirits, and it got sillier and sillier, and we turned it into a comedy show. That was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And now we've taken it to the fringe, and we're doing a run in London, and it's a drinking show, essentially, all about the history of alcohol, how we drink around the world, and you get 5 free drinks during the show.
Five free drinks?
You do, yes.
That's a bargain. You don't get that at normal comedy.
I know, isn't it a bargain?
That's very good.
Only for £15 plus booking fee.
Which is £400.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so you're doing this week and next week.
Yes.
So the run up to Christmas, what is more perfect for an office Christmas party outing?
You said it.
We've seen a lot of office casualties.
Yeah.
But we don't give out enough alcohol to get people into that state. We should clarify.
No, that would probably be frowned upon, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's kind of tasting.
It is, mm-hmm. very much so. It's a discerning drinking experience with some stupid costumes.
Do you offer spittoons?
No, it's a swallow not spit affair.
Yeah, it's like that around here.
Yeah, absolutely. And no, the samples are quite, they're sort of 10ml, 15ml, so you can drink them, you can swill them around your mouth, swallow, and you should be fine.
So the history of alcohol then, so I'm not asking you to give any spoilers away.
No.
But where do we go back to in terms of when people first started getting drunk on fermented things?
Well, the earliest evidence was found in a Neolithic pot in China. So that
9000 BC,
yeah,
I think,
something around there.
Yeah.
So, but really, the dinosaurs would have been drinking. It's a naturally occurring scientific thing, fermentation. So Tyrannosaurus wrecked.
That's very strong.
Yeah.
Strong.
Yeah. Got off strong.
Got any other ones of those?
No, that's it.
No, that's it. That's the one you got. Yeah, good. Good.
So yeah,
that's worth £15 for booking to give anyone's money.
Did we mention a free drink?
Yeah. Oh, actually, drinks in the news today, is it? Buckfast. Have you seen this? So
they've not died, have they?
They haven't died. The Buckfast people. No, the monks who make Buckfast, right? Buckfast, obviously in Scotland, they, you know, it's quite blamed for violence, but they've turned over like £8 million. This abbey in Buckfast, Lee, in Devon, just for exports of this alcoholic drink. And I never tried Buckfast. Have you tried Buckfast?
Yeah, in our last show, it's all about legendary drinkers. I had to drink some Buckfast in the show, and it's, at the beginning it's disgusting, but by the end of the 30-day tour, it's quite Moorish, I'll be honest. It grows on you, and in Glasgow it is considered, it's sort of anecdotally seen as good for fighting. They say it gives you skills.
You two are basically the drunk bakers out of Viz, aren't you? That's what it is.
I can't bake.
That is an
aspiration. So do you drink during the show yourselves? How unprofessional would that be, or is it fine?
No, we have a sip of some American whiskey in it. I think the problem with it is we have a lot of lines to remember, and our background is journalism, not performance. So we would be playing with fire if we had a couple of drinks on stage as well. And when you're doing it every night, it's probably...
It's grueling.
It is quite full on.
So in terms of how the show is structured then, so it's essentially, is it part lecture? Is it part sort of talk about demonstrate? How demonstrative is it?
Well, no, it's a sort of whistle-stop tour around the world. We explore how different countries drink and what they drink and how historically alcohols have influenced that area of the world. But we start off with a beer, then we get on a boat to India, we turn the bar into a boat, an hot air balloon, a plane.
Yeah.
Donald Trump's wall comes in. And what else? What else does it turn into? Indian restaurant, obviously.
And
so the stage morphs into different things, and then we give out the drinks when we arrive in different places.
So what is it? What is about drinking culture around the world? How much does it differ between countries? Because in Britain, you know, the drinking culture is sort of overall, if you like, it's that, or certainly the media view of it, is the high street binge drink thing. I mean, so how does that differ to other countries? And is that a true image of Britain?
It's probably the last 10 years. There's been plenty of evidence that supports that view, but I think it's changing. People are getting more interested in what they're drinking from what they've been eating, and they're looking more into the drink. So it's changing. And weirdly, when you go to these other countries, you realise that our attitudes are quite—they're quite preconditioned. We think that because we're going to drink, we're going to behave like that. Whereas if you go to other cultures, you see that they've never had that response to alcohol. So it's not the alcohol that's doing it; it's our view.
We just can't handle our drink.
It's expectations
of behaviour. People think, well, if I'm drinking, then I'm going to behave in this way, and that's just reaffirmed over and over. It's a sort of vicious cycle. You go to other countries and actually drink more. Per head,
right.
But the fact that when they get drunk, then it's not seen as a badge of honour to be sick on your shoes. They don't do that. And so, rather than banning alcohol, making it more expensive, the way to sort of be more responsible is very much to change the fact that being drunk is not seen as something cool to do.
Yeah, so it's about changing attitudes. Is it Belgium that drinks the most beer? I think is it Belgium.
Yeah, Belgium's a big beer country.
I went in a beer spa. In Belgium, where they do, you go. Well, it can't be just a bath of beer. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
And you lie in it, and the taps though, you just fill, you just drink the beer. And so you lie in yeast essentially, and then you have a beer massage afterwards.
Yeah, with all the sort of the grist from the
all the malt, grist and the hops and all the green
oils.
Stuff.
Yeah, all that.
And so I lay in that for quite a long time.
It's nice. Good for your hair, apparently. George.
Yeah, mine's sadly falling out, so it didn't really work. So darling. But it was kind of an interesting experience, and gives you an idea of how cultures. I had to try things like 20% proof beer.
Yeah.
You know, and I couldn't drink that. I mean, that was ludicrous. Speaking of which, you've got a drink with you.
We have. We've got some neat spirits which come
God,
in.
Oh, God, this is going to go well.
That.
Okay, there you go.
We've got a Venezuelan rum, a Diplomatico Reserva Exclusiva.
What's so special about this?
Well, it's been aged very carefully under tropical conditions, so that means that the spirit expands into the wood a lot quicker and takes on a lot of the character of the old American oak, so it's got vanilla in there. But it's made with molasses and sugarcane juice, so it's very sweet. And that aging process turns those flavours into what we'd like to think is chocolate. And people often have their perceptions changed of rum when they taste something like this, because they probably just drink it with Coca-Cola or they might have had a bad experience. But when they try this, they realise there's a lot more to rum.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to try it. It's another taste test, Cornelius. You know how you like those.
Mm.
Oh,
well, that is very nice.
It is nice.
I mean,
that is excellent.
Put it on a bottle. And I do never drink rum neat either.
Right,
never.
And my favourite rum, Kraken.
Yes,
which is not dissimilar to actually.
Well, it's a nice dark rum, but spiced. We've used Kraken in tastings before, actually.
Kraken.
And it's gone. Sorry.
You say Kraken.
But what would Alfred Lord Tennyson say? I think he'd have the definitive word on that. Or maybe Greek mythology. I don't know. But it's got that. I mean, dark rum's very different to light rum anyway. But you're right. It's got that. It's kind of a combination of flavours, isn't it? Rather than just tasting off rum.
And a depth, and it's quite robust, and it feels like you are drinking something quite serious. So it's something to put in the glass and sit by the fireside this Christmas as you stare into the fire and
contemplate death.
Well, you might as well. Yeah. Most people have in 2016.
Yeah, it's been one of those years. So it's no wonder. Actually, you've timed this very well, because given this year's experiences for, you know, everything that's happened, it's like people are probably just turning to drink now.
You've
picked the right time.
It does make everything seem a bit better.
Yeah.
Albeit temporarily. Yeah. But it is,
in moderation, kids.
Absolutely in moderation,
And what's the other one you've got there?
The other one, actually, probably did them in the wrong order, but you can try this one as well. This is Plymouth Gin.
The first one, the rum was a. Remind us what it was. It was called
Venezuelan, and it's Diplomatico Reserva Exclusiva.
It was quite exclusiva. I'll give you that. But Plymouth Gin, we're more familiar with. So.
Well, yes, but still, a lot of people aren't, and it doesn't sell a great deal around the world. But it's a fantastic gin. It dates back to the 1780s and was the gin of the navy. So it travelled around the world from a very early point and made its way into a lot of classic cocktails. More classic gin cocktails in the original Savoy cocktail book made with Plymouth.
With Plymouth gin, right.
It's a really good heritage gin, and it's very sweet. They use sweet botanicals in there, as well as juniper, which is quite piney and bittery, but everything else is sweet.
It's sweet, you're
it's
right.
It's full. You can actually drink it neat. And Winston Churchill insisted on this gin in his martinis, which he had without vermouth.
Interesting.
So there you go.
He famously was drunk for most of his tenure as Prime Minister as well, wasn't he? So they say.
So they say. He had a speech impediment.
Right.
Which made him sound as if he was more drunk than he was. And he used to drink... He did drink very well, very consistently, but he abhorred being drunk. He didn't like people who were drunk, who showed drunken behaviour.
Yeah.
So he's been misunderstood, I think.
Yeah.
He used to have a whiskey at the beginning of the day and water it down throughout the day, so by the end it's just nice and diluted.
Yeah.
So he was a great drinker.
And to be fair, you never did see him lying in a gutter.
No.
With his skirt pulled up around his pants, did you? So you're probably
right.
And also,
he was going up against other presidents and prime ministers who did drink a lot. I mean, Stalin loved his vodka. I mean, he was a big vodka drinker. And he got Roosevelt, obviously, ended Prohibition, and he loved his martinis. He made martinis in the White House. And so I think he needed his beer to be a drinker to get diplomacy done. Donald Trump, teetotaler.
Actually, that's a good point. Yeah, interesting.
And Hitler, teetotaler.
Was he really? And a vegetarian, apparently.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but he did all those bad things. So I just wonder if in terms of why gin, the Plymouth gin, as you say, because this is one you're recommending, used around the world, why is Plymouth gin not, you know, because now you go to a bar, whatever, they go, what gin do you want? And and it's all Tanqueray and it's Gordon's, obviously, and Bombay Sapphire. So why is it that Plymouth isn't pushed as much as that?
It's an interesting question. I don't know.
It's the first one I've ever asked, so that's good. Let's make the most of it.
Well, it's owned by the same people as Beefeater Gin, and you'll be very familiar with that. And
that's
kind of a bit more of a ubiquitous product, I suppose. But people just don't understand it. And I think at the moment, gin is a bit of a revolutionary spirit, and there are new gins coming out every week, so people are quite interested in the new.
It's a lot of the gin, old gin. We talked to someone on the show a couple of weeks ago who was opening a gin bar/distillery in London.
Yes,
because that's a thing now.
Portobello Gin, Jake Berger is over in West London doing it at the moment, and it's it's a real revolution in the spirit. And really, it's a new gin craze. In the 1750s, we had a gin craze where every man, woman and child in London was drinking a pint of gin a week, and it was being made with sulfuric acid and urine. So it's nice that we're now drinking stuff that's not...
I think we should bring that back.
I think there's a gap in the
Merry Christmas, everybody. Here's some acid and urine.
Yeah. In a bottle.
We're not monsters. Speaking of which, Sam Delaney has the world's rustliest coat and is joining us.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And he's joining us. Would you like to try a little bit of... you don't drink.
I don't drink the booze.
Sorry, mate, you don't drink booze, do you? So you can't have it.
I don't buy my emotions.
Yeah.
So, sorry about that. Although these emotions appear to be free.
Yeah, they are.
Still, nevertheless, no thanks.
Fair enough.
What are we talking about?
What are you talking about on the show today?
Underfunding in the social care arena.
Yeah.
Do you know, Jeremy Corbyn has just rinsed Theresa May in Parliament. PMQs, which is a rare thing. He's been on the gym. Maybe he's been on the acid and urine. He certainly got an uncharacteristic spring in his step. He absolutely demolished her on the fact that there's over a million old people who the country just simply can't afford to look after this winter because of lack of money.
Yeah.
And he said, "Why do you think that is?" And she didn't know. And he said, "Might be because," he didn't say it like this, but this is how I like to know, "maybe it's because your government cut 4.6 billion quid in spending."
Good.
And she was absolutely, she didn't know where to look. She was absolutely gutted.
Imagine that, blindsiding someone with facts.
I know, really? I know. It's really weird. But that's the new politics.
Yeah.
It makes me sick. Anyway, so he's done that, and that's exciting. And we're going to be looking into... We've got Andy Burnham on, actually.
Oh, have you now?
Andy Burnham will be coming on to slag off the government.
Yeah.
Good. So that'll be good.
It will.
Yeah.
Right, Sam Delaney with you next on Talk Radio with Drive. The Thinking Drinkers Around the World in 80 Drinks, brackets, Christmas special, close brackets, where are you and when are you?
We are at 6 o'clock, Museum of Comedy, Wednesday to Sunday this week, and then Wednesday to Friday next week.
That's
so perfect. That's in London between Holborn and Tottenham Court Road tube stations.
Website to find all of your stuff?
Museumofcomedy.com.
Thinkingdrinkers.com.
Thinkingdrinkers.com. Yeah. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And bringing us the booze.
No worries.
There we are. That's it from us. We'll be back tomorrow on the radio here between 1 and 4. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
I bid ye good tidings.
Talk Radio.
Ho, ho, ho!
We'll get you talking.